the Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A little bit of fantastic.
I took a spin class. I just wanted to go for the exercise part, but then they were doing all this inspirational yelling in the class. I don't care for that. I don't like that idea with exercise now of like, we're all in this together. It's like, no, we're not, Kelsey. I don't like collective enthusiasm. I've never cared for that. Then they make you say things to the person next to you. She goes, everybody, I want you to look at the cyclist on your right. Give her a high five and say, get it, girl. I'm like, that's one of the worst things I've ever been asked to do. I was panicking. I'm like, is there like a second option? Can I just kill a bird or something? People happily do that. And then I tried to do it. I looked at this girl next to me. I was just like, just do it and try to get enthusiastic. So I just look at this girl and I go, get it, girl. And she was like, what? And I was like, get it, girl. And then I saw she had headphones in. She took off her headphones and she's like, I'm sorry. I was like, get it, girl, get it. And then I realized she hadn't heard the instructor. So I sound like a psychopath. I'm like banging her on her shoulder in the middle of her workout. She's like, what? What do you want? I'm like, get it, girl, get it. She's like, stay away from me.
I can't believe that the Ku Klux Klan is still around. Like, I'm upset that I have to think about that. Like, 2 years ago, if somebody's like, the Ku Klux Klan, I'm like, they're not still real, right? They're gone. Or maybe there's like five of them left and they're bummed out. You know, like they're in the clubhouse just sad. Like, I don't even want to wear the thing anymore. I would make a terrible Klan member. No, one of the main reasons I would make a terrible Klan member is because I'm a very sloppy eater. And I'm not condoning the Ku Klux Klan. It's despicable that they're still around. But if it's some sort of art of war, understanding your enemy, I'll say this, their laundry game's on point. You can't argue with that, all right? They keep their whites white all the way through, all the way through. You ever see a picture of them, like even an old-timey picture where there's a bunch of them and they're all the way in the woods without a smudge? Get out of here. I wear a white t-shirt in my own apartment. 20 minutes later, I look like I got in a fight while I was trying to fix a motorcycle. I look like any character at the end of The Outsiders. I don't know how they do it. Is somebody give me a hula hoop covered in barbecue sauce? I don't even know how this could happen.
Sailing, and after a few drinks, put on a Prince album.
Hey, guys. Hey, babe.
Hey.
This is the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm so emotional.
About what?
We have a quarterback.
Oh.
His name is Sean Mannion.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cute? We got
good.
A quarterback.
Good, good. We needed one.
Yeah, whatever. I'm Corey. That's Chris. That's Paul. We're with you until 9 o'clock. No Ben Lieber today.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He quit.
Well, he took my $100 and ran.
Yeah. Go Virginia.
Man. That stupid-ass foul might cost me $600.
That sucks. Really?
Maybe. A $600 swing.
Oh. Get
from it. A $500 win to a $100 loss. It's a $600 swing, Paul.
So,
that would be bad.
I thought you... Sorry.
That sucks.
That was a horrible foul.
Was it a good call, though?
Yeah, it was the right call.
Was it really?
Yeah. He had no chance of shooting. He got undercut. Just sucks. The whole thing sucks.
Body blow.
Yeah, it was a
basically,
body blow.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's a wallet blow to Corey.
Potentially. Go! Texas Tech. Ah, I need Texas Tech. Badly. Lieber had the final remaining, three teams. Almost had all four. So Chris is paying me $100 right now, apparently. Chris lost. Rosen lost to me, but Lieber has already locked up the victory. Hey, thanks, dude. Sauce, you could still win, though, with Virginia. And what, Tommy's the other one?
Yeah,
and Tommy can still win with Virginia.
Well.
So you two can still win.
Yeah.
I have two wins and one loss so far. This is not so bad.
But, I mean, we got our first major bet coming up. You got to dodge a few bullets there.
Yeah, I don't care. Who cares?
But we're going to bet on it. We're going to do a draft, right?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll still do the same thing.
Hockey, you're in, right?
The more gambling, the better.
As long as it doesn't involve a bus.
Oh, yeah, just cash. You don't care.
Yeah, I'm good then. Yeah.
Yeah. $20 each guy. You pick the winner, you get 40.
I don't care.
Yeah,
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll do that. Doesn't matter. I'm in. Let's go.
How was your weekends, fellas?
Sazzy?
Mine was great.
When do you go to California yet?
Week from today.
Ooh, week from today.
Yeah.
It means we got to nail down that hotel.
Yeah. How's that going?
I keep forgetting that.
I think pretty good.
How's text flirting going?
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good at it.
Have you sent her nudes yet?
No.
You should.
No.
Will you? Between now and next Monday?
Nudes of
Why
who?
Not?
Yeah, of who? Me?
Sure.
Who, me?
Why don't you show her a little calf?
Yeah.
Is that what he calls it?
I got to get those tan. A little pale.
Yeah,
spray paint.
You know what? Tans are always, people look better tan.
Who spray tans?
I do.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, I use tan towels. Tan towels.
What the hell are those?
Well, I know it sounds, it's hard to understand, but they're towels with tan stuff on them. And you towel yourself off and the towel's right on there.
Doesn't it feel greasy and gross?
No, your butthole does.
Gross. Your butthole's greasy and gross?
Wait, mine does or
yours does?
Yours. Oh, doesn't it feel greasy?
No, not at all.
Really?
No, it's not even oily. It's very watery and, yeah, it's good.
Weird.
I know, it works. They work very well. And Carly doesn't get mad at me for laying in a tanning booth when I use them, and I still look tan.
Right.
So, it's good.
Well said.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Geez, just slamming that thing.
Yeah. One down.
I thought you were cutting back on those.
Yeah, same.
Well, I have. Normally, by now, I'd have done five.
Oh, now you're on one?
Yeah, I'm doing one before a show. Mm. And I got caught up in some stuff. I was watching Saturday Night Live. And so I forgot to take my 5-hour energy until just now.
Saturday Night Live from this past Saturday?
Yeah, it was pretty good. There were some good
solid
bits.
Kit did a decent job.
Yeah, I thought he was funny. And my favorite little snippet was Ice-T and What's-Her-Face on
Doing Thrones.
GOTSVU.
Yeah, that was funny.
Which was very funny.
That was good.
He made me laugh. Yeah, so there were some good bits. I like Kit. And we're a little bit closer to Game of Thrones, which makes me happy.
6 days away, right? Isn't it Sunday?
That's right.
I believe it's Sunday, is
that
it not?
That is right. Oh, that sweet. Is right.
Can't wait.
That is right. I cannot wait.
I can watch Billions right into Thrones.
Yeah. Still looks good, Billions?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
A lot of fun last night.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Big night for Malkovich.
There was a lot on yesterday.
There was?
Well, yeah. Swedberg tweeted about how it was like the ACMs.
Oh, no one cares about that. No.
I watched that.
Hogs does.
I watched it.
Billions. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of other shows were on. Hold on. Let me find his bit.
I watched half of the new Netflix documentary series, Our Planet, over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
You want to be depressed. Watch that garbage.
Wait, I'm not watching.
Killing the planet?
Oh, man.
Destroying
it. And they are full frontal. You know, like, if you watched, you know, what was it? Was it called Blue Earth?
Planet Earth.
And there was another one, Blues or Frozen?
Blue Planet.
Blue Planet, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, those were just, look at how beautiful the Earth is.
Yeah.
This one is David Attenborough going, God dang it, we are blowing this so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they are legitimately showing you just piles and piles of animals just dying off because we're screwing it over.
Plastic, right? Lots of plastic?
Not really. It's just,
oh, really?
Just in general, just, you know, climate change and how much garbage we're putting into the air and how it's basically burning the planet up. It's super depressing.
I'm not going to watch that.
You should.
Because you watch these beautiful animals.
You're one of the main offenders.
But I mean,
what did I do?
I don't know.
I never truly understood the polar bear factor. What's actually happening to him? They give you a pretty detailed breakdown of why they are, you know, clock's ticking on polar bears. It's super depressing.
Do they know it, do you think? Because they ought to be depressed, too.
They seem frustrated. Yeah. the ones on the show seem very frustrated. There's the one shot where they show this polar bear basically in the middle of the ocean swimming because there's no ice.
Aww.
And you just see, like, I don't know if that guy's going to make it to the next chunk of ice.
Yeah.
So you're wondering, am I watching a polar bear drown? How far can he swim?
I saw something similar like a year or two ago at the Omni Theater, and it was that exact thing. How they have nowhere to go. They go out, and then the ice, because they're heavy, break it, fall through, and then there they are in the cold water. Rosie laughed.
Which
a lot.
You know they can be in the cold water, but it's also about their food supplies too, and how different the climate is for seals. And if bears can't hunt seals because there's not enough ice to hunt them with, then they don't survive, and the whole thing comes tumbling down. It's very depressing. It's hard to watch.
That's
beautiful though. It's crazy.
Well, you got to do something about it, you filthy bastard.
Yeah, you filthy bastard.
Stop all the wailing.
Wailing. I can't help it. Oh, I get it now. I was like, why am I an offender?
And those shows are great, though, right?
I do a lot of wailing.
You do. Yeah, they are. They're very good.
Planet Earth.
All those shows are fascinating.
This is very similar.
Because of the amount of time you have to sit back and think about how much editing and how much time goes into each one of those shows.
Yeah.
I mean, how much footage do you have to go through until that damn bird comes out of that egg?
Right.
Until you catch that snake trying to fornicate with that spider. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, right?
But I know what you mean.
Yeah, right?
Or the most depressing thing in the first four episodes, and it's not even close. This giant, you can't even believe it, population of walruses. Is that how you pluralize it? Walry? a whole bunch of walruses, though, are on this giant island. There is legitimately not a square inch of space because their habitat's getting minimized, right? So they all pile onto this one island. Well, some of them are like, I don't have any room. So they start climbing up this giant hill. Well, now it's time to eat, so they have to try to get back down. They're not super agile. So you basically watch walruses commit suicide accidentally, but they jump off these cliffs trying to get back down. It's like goofy skiing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, just
end
head
over
heels.
End, and you can hear them going, son of a bitch. But you're watching them flip end over end, and then when they hit the bottom, they stop moving because they're dead.
Yeah. Is there anything there to eat them?
Why would you watch that?
Where's the polar bears?
No, that's the twist at the end, is that polar bears are eating the dead ones because they're having a hard time catching seals.
Right.
So it's, I guess I'll take this suicidal walrus.
Yeah.
Accidental suicide.
Poor right. thing.
But it does in slow motion.
Yeah.
It does look like they're doing it on purpose. It does, because obviously they're not breaking it down like a human would, but you can see the walrus look off over the cliff like, yeah, I ain't going to make this. And then he does it anyway.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
During the break, I'm going to pull up my Netflix app and just show you that scene.
Right.
My guess is you will laugh, but it's the least fun. Just because of how I set it up now, but it's the least funny thing ever.
Right.
Just dozens and dozens of walruses flying down the side of this mountain, just end over end. Ass over tin cup or whatever the
call it? Ass over tea kettle?
Yeah, it's so hard to watch. They're just getting shattered.
Does the walrus look at the camera before he jumps and goes, I should have checked my diabetes.
It's that guy? Yeah.
Very similar look, right. Yes. Anyway, so that was my weekend.
Yeah, no, I should
now
watch
I'm all
that.
Depressed.
I should watch that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a gig in Superior.
How'd that go?
Love the people of Superior. Great. It's awesome, man. We played at the campus of UW Superior. So that's fun. A packed house, like 1,600 people. Fun.
Well, good for you, man.
I cleaned up my yard yesterday, which I hate doing, but I did it anyway.
Well, it's going to snow again.
Yeah, I know. How about that? And that's actually a good thing from what I'm hearing.
Why?
Apparently the skeeters are starting to, get it on and stuff, or, their larvae are starting to wake up. So we get a good snow, it'll kill all those sons of bitches.
Really?
Oh, apparently good. We're going to get a lot of
11
snow.
11 to 16, right?
Yeah, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you serious?
Seriously, yeah. Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, Friday, yeah. Like serious
we're
snow.
We're going to get a Lexington steel worth.
The high today is 61. The high on Thursday is 37.
So, but if, even at 37, so if we get dumped on, it's going to last about 24 to 48 hours, right?
Yeah.
It's going to melt immediately.
For sure.
Damn it. Really? That bad?
Really?
Yeah. Bonus tweeted about it basically taking blame because he's like, I've replaced the snowblower with the lawnmower.
Yeah. Way to go, John. Thanks. Some bitch.
Well, but how many times in the last couple of months did we get told that we were going to get dumped on that we missed?
Yeah, because it rained. Well, that...
Right. So let's just hope this one is another miss.
It could be. Could be.
That snow, what was it, like early March? That was supposed to be huge and then it just rained?
Yeah. It could be.
All I know is that the KFAN tweeted out, hey, major snowstorm coming next. I didn't click on clickbait.
Yeah,
I'm not giving AJ the clicks. I'll just check weather.com. Check my weather app.
Check it off.
Yeah, check it off.
And then jump off a cliff.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
I am.
You got to see it.
I need a good laugh.
You'll laugh and then you'll cry. Humans are the worst thing that ever happened to this planet, and it's not even close.
By the way, did I trick any of you sons of bitches into watching that video yesterday?
Well, no. So,
my God.
No.
Chris sent us a group text with the YouTube video, tapped on it, and then boom, there's the the headline, gymnast breaks both legs, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch it. I'm not watching that.
Neither am I.
Dude,
neither
you can't
am I
believe
either.
It.
I don't want to see it.
It's not just that she broke both legs, that her... It dislocated both her knees, and when she lands...
No, I'm not watching. Ick.
I'm not watching
you know
it either.
Your legs bend like they're supposed to?
Sure.
They bend the other way.
Yeah, that's almost exactly what
and
I had visually in my head.
And she just sits there and looks at him like, what in the sweet hell just happened?
Yep, not watching that.
I can't believe...
Yeah, zero chance.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Ugh.
I'll give you each $10 to watch it.
You will?
I will. I need you to watch it. I need to hear you watch it on air.
All right. I'll watch it.
Okay, good.
For
will you
10
do it,
bucks?
Too, for 10 bucks,
well,
Corey?
You don't need, I'm not going to charge you.
I
Bobby,
wouldn't charge but you, but I have no interest in seeing it.
Oh, my God. You can't believe it.
All right,
you
I'll
just
watch
can't
it.
Believe
I'll
it.
Watch it right now. Pull it up. I'll come over there.
We got to go to break. After the break, but you need to watch it on air. I need you to watch it on air.
Has clickbait put it on KFAN.com yet?
Is there blood?
No, there's no blood. There's nothing like that. And again, it almost looks fake. It almost looks like something they would do on Saturday Night Live because it's so unbelievable that both her legs went in the wrong direction. And then you can tell her knees are no longer attached to her bottom of her legs.
No, I think I'll pass.
It's unreal,
yuck.
Dude.
Yuck.
You
yuck.
Can't
watch,
believe it.
Did you just
I can't
watch
believe it?
It.
No, I'm not watching it.
Come on, P
that
word.
Poor girl.
I'm pulling up the Walrus video.
Front Page Sports is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Fan.
Hey, why? You know, we've been doing this 17 years.
Why?
Why didn't we do both of those things on the air?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know. You're right.
Sauce and I just watched the gymnastics video of that gal breaking both of her legs. And you, as I predicted, gut laughed as the walruses fell off the side of the cliff.
Yeah. It's mean, I know, but damn, that's funny. Stupid walrus.
It's depressing as hell, but...
What are you
didn't
doing?
I nail it? Doesn't it look like he decides...
That's it.
I guess I'm going to have to jump.
Right, these huge teeth are bugging me. I keep stabbing myself. I'm just going to... It's over.
Think if you're a walrus at the bottom of that cliff and you're just chilling.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I got a pretty good spot here.
Good
view.
Not bad.
And some fat-ass walrus from 50 feet up or maybe more, who knows, 80 feet up maybe, comes tumbling down and just cracks right on top of your head.
Man. And how about the poor gymnast, Samantha Cirio?
Gross.
When she lands.
Her shins give out.
She just sits down.
She just sits there.
Not by choice.
She's in terrible agony. And the commentator goes, looks like she's injured.
Oh, thanks, Captain Obvious. It's up on the Power Trip
baby.
Page.
Gross.
Poor baby. We got to get somebody in here to watch this. So, is Steve-O here yet? I'm afraid he'll curse. But
yeah,
for sure.
We'll see if he'll come down for a second.
Oh, God, that poor baby. Man, as soon as she lands, her knees go the wrong direction. And I can't stop watching it. Why can't I stop watching it?
I hate it.
It's terrible. Dislocates her knees and breaks them at the same time. How does that not happen every time?
Don't know.
How does that not happen
Don't know.
Every time
so
that
gross.
They do it?
So gross.
Hold on, I got a better idea. Hang on.
What? What are you doing? What's he doing? Is he leaving?
Trying to get Michaela?
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's not going to want to see it.
Yeah, but if you ask her, all those gals in the building love you.
Well, they're going to hate me. Ooh.
Yeah, all the gals in the building that love you, tell them you gut laughed when you watch walruses flying off the side of a cliff.
Yeah, but if you were like, yeah, hockey laughed at it, they'd be like, oh.
I want Steve
if I did it, they'd be like, oh, he's dumb.
All right.
Great song.
Thank you. Let's do some sports, because, you know, sports
is brought to you by our friends at Early Bird Electric. Thanks, Early Bird Electric.
Thank you, Early Bird.
Yeah, thank you.
Who sent you the picture of Paul Allen that you were using yesterday?
PA posted that on Twitter.
Did he? My God, Paul.
Me or him?
Not him. My God.
Yeah, it's definitely his off season as well, because he looks homeless.
Yeah.
Right? During the football season, he's got a nice haircut, keeps the beard pretty well trimmed and maintained.
Always
he dresses
nice.
Well. Absolutely.
From Hammer Maid sets him up with great stuff.
He's just full-blown homeless right now. There's Michaela. Make her watch it.
Are you going to do this? Are you going to watch this?
I didn't tell her what you wanted.
You don't know why you're in here?
No.
Have you seen the gymnast dislocate both her knees?
No, I don't want to watch that.
Please. No. We need your reaction, please.
Hi, Michaela.
Please.
Hi, Michaela.
Please, will you please?
If I faint, you have to pick me up.
I promise
gladly.
I will. Okay, watch right here. Watch right here. Yeah. Watch right here. Okay? Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Don't swear.
Don't cuss, okay? Oh, here we go.
She's a radio performer.
Here we go. Here she goes. Here she goes. Here she goes.
No! Oh my God!
We should just get all.
Why are you watching that?
We should get all kinds of people. Stop. We should get all kinds of people to come in here, and I'm not going to tell them. I'm not going to tell them what for.
And the commentator says, "I think she's injured." I know. Oh God! Here she goes again. Here she goes again.
Why do you keep watching it though?
I can't help it. Here she goes again. Watch, watch. Poor thing.
I'm going to text a bunch of people that work in this building, and I'm going to not tell them what it's for.
Is that the worst thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's not great.
And her legs bend the other way.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, don't do that today.
Don't
she
do
hooked?
That.
I can't stop watching it.
Stop watching it. Exit out of it.
Send Kaya over here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, don't tell her what for. I'm texting a bunch of people in the building to come down and look at this.
She actually had to sit on the floor. Just to make sure her own legs didn't go in the wrong direction.
It's like the great Ed Sheeran song, when your legs don't work like they used to before.
Oh. Hi, Kaya.
Yeah, there's Kaya. Hi. Hey, Kaya, come here for a second.
Kaya, please watch this.
What is this?
Don't worry about it.
Warning, this video is something.
Please watch this. Remember we're on the air and don't cuss, okay?
Okay.
This well, you have to tell her what it is.
No, don't tell her. Just make her watch
this
it.
Is this safe for work?
What is this?
Spiders? Snakes?
No, it's a terrible injury.
No. Please. The gymnastic girl?
No,
I'm not
please
watching
watch it.
It
for me.
The gymnastics girl.
No, I'm not doing it.
Please.
Michaela
picture.
Just did.
Yeah, well, she's a man. That's fine.
What?
Please. Just watch. Here she goes. This poor thing. Here you go. You ready?
This is Hawkins.
No, I'm nervous.
Here we go. This is the worst thing. This is the worst thing you've ever seen. Twice or 100 times. Here it goes.
No! No!
Send Chris Carr over.
Oh.
Get Chris Carr.
Oh, I don't know how your body does that.
Oh, I don't either. It's not supposed to.
Kaya, get Chris Carr.
Yeah, do we need to send Chris or Maverick over?
Send them both over.
It's the worst, right? Poor
don't
thing.
Tell them what it's for.
She can't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
So, do you guys remember, and I know you do, do you guys remember when Two Girls, One Cup came out?
Yeah.
And everyone who saw it struggled to watch it because it's so disgusting, right?
It's terrible.
But then the fun of it was watching other people react to it.
Yeah.
However, almost never did the person who was showing other people the video watch it with him. It was just, I want to see your face when you see this. Chris has watched it every time he has shown it to somebody else.
And I make
so
weird
here
noises.
Comes somebody else.
It's not just
hi, Chris Carr. Come here,
their
please.
Reaction. He keeps watching it.
It's his thing.
Are you
yeah,
ready?
He's into it.
Yeah, he's into
it.
Here goes Chris Carr.
So you can actually hear. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Can you
hi.
Hear? Hi.
I can't hear anything.
You can't? Okay,
that's
I'll
all right.
It.
Who cares?
I'll flick it.
Yeah, flick it.
Yeah, flick it, Chris. Flick it.
Now you can hear, right?
A little bit.
Okay, good. All right, you ready? This is the worst
whose
injury.
Whose headphones are these? They only work
who
out
knows?
The left ear.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fan. All right, here we go. You ready? This is the worst injury I've ever seen. Please don't cuss. Here we go.
Please don't.
Have you
cuss.
Seen this? Here comes.
He loves showing people this.
Here comes. Here comes. Poor baby.
I don't want to watch this.
I know you don't want to, but you have to now.
Is that real?
Oh, it's real?
Yeah, it's real.
It looks like it's not, doesn't
this
it?
This is basically turned into Clockwork Power Trip.
Doesn't it look like it's not
you
real?
You gotta watch it. It's real.
Is that really
yeah,
real?
It's real? But Chris, as you know, hockey's sick. He's now watched it about 8 times.
I can't believe her legs went that way. Poor thing.
Ish.
I was gonna go to the bathroom, but I stopped in here because they told me to come over here.
Yeah.
Said Maverick.
McKenna laughed.
Don't tell him, though.
No, Maverick will get to be a reaction. That, to me, is just, that's foul.
Oh.
Yeah, send Maverick.
McKenna
yeah.
laughed and laughed.
Yeah.
She laughed at that?
Yeah, she loved
it's
it.
The background
it.
On her phone now.
They're all coming in one at a time. I love it. It's the best. Boy, it's hard to watch. But I can't but stop. I can't stop.
Hard to watch.
I don't know.
You can't stop.
Love it. I can't believe that. I feel so bad for her. But that's what's going to happen to me one of these days. And I'll just be walking up steps.
That's why I don't work out.
The only problem with bringing Maverick in here to watch is he might fart.
Right.
Or here he comes.
Dude, this is the week to work out. You should be killing
Hi,
it right
Maverick,
now.
How are you, buddy?
Before you go to LA.
This isn't a colonoscopy, is it?
This is worse than that. You want to put on this headphones?
This headphones?
All right, this is the worst injury I've ever seen.
Oh, you should play Legs by ZZ Top. Great point.
No.
Here or Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Are you ready for this?
Or both.
Maverick?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here she comes. Poor thing. Here she goes. It's the worst thing ever. Oh, here goes.
Okay, boom.
Oh! Oh!
Thanks, Santa.
I know. One more, baby.
Well, at least they went back to their original position.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually.
Dislocated both their knees.
It's available on KFAN.com if you're like, what is he watching over and over and over?
The commentator
and over
said,
again.
Looks like she might be injured.
KFAN.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like 100 times worse than Tim Crumry in
the Oh, remember
the,
that in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, nose guard, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When his leg just went kind of sideways.
Like that
snapped.
One went that direction, that one went that direction?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
bad. But this is worse.
Yeah, that's.
It doesn't get any
Thanks,
easier.
Thanks, Maverick.
Thank you, Maverick.
Anytime.
Love you.
I texted every single person I know.
All right, thank you.
We do have a new quarterback. Sean Mannion is signing with the Vikings, according to Chris Thomason of the Pioneer Press. It is a one-year deal for $900,000. He made slightly less last year, $877,000 with the Rams. So a slight bump up to $900K to back up Kirk Cousins. So your three quarterbacks, Cousins, Mannion and Sloter.
Remind me who went there and took his place in L.A.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah, that's right.
And, of course, we don't have Trevor Siemian as a backup because Siemian went to the Jets.
That's right.
So Mannion and Sloter will duel it out for the backup role. Mannion was a 2015 third-round pick, spent 4 years with the Rams, started just one game, a meaningless Week 17 game in 2017. So, who knows? We have no idea what he's capable of, but hopefully he never sees the field.
I just hope his legs don't go in that direction.
Right, that would be gross.
That's terrible.
Hideous.
Can't believe you guys made me watch that.
Also, over the weekend, Vikings cornerback Holton Hill was suspended 4 games for the violation of the PED policy.
Hmm.
Not even weed or drugs, PEDs.
Yeah.
Whoops. So he's going to miss the first 4 games. He can participate in all off-season practices and exhibition games.
Well,
whoops.
Here's the thing. I get it. I would like to have some PEDs. Mm-hmm. I would take them right now.
You would. You've been saying you want steroids for years.
I would like to have some. I'm sick of my body looking like a zombie. No, not that's being kind. Zombies don't eat much. What do I look like?
They thin out pretty quick.
Yeah. I look like a I can't think of a good one.
Sus, what else
what
does
do
his body
like?
Look
I
exactly
sort of
look
like?
Like
I'm melting.
Your body?
Yeah.
Like a melted candle?
Thank you.
What else does it look exactly like?
Handsome human?
Thank you.
What else does his body look exactly like?
Yeah, it looks like a smashed cheeseburger.
And that was Meat Sauce with What Else Is It Exactly Like?
I look like a Little Debbie fudge round
Oh.
that I sat on and then left in the sun.
Yeah, that happens.
Pretty good.
Double fudge round, by the way.
Sometime.
Tonight at 8:20, Virginia versus Texas Tech for the national championship. Virginia is about a one-point favorite. They're -120 on the money line, over-under 117.5. And the reason why I bring that up, that is the lowest over-under in the past 20 years, and it's really not even close. Florida and UCLA in 2006 was a 128 over-under. This is 117.5. The first to 60 wins.
Basically, yeah.
Does it matter in basketball like it does in other sports who the two teams are? Because I don't think anybody told me that these two teams were going to be in this championship.
No, and it's a one seed and a three seed, but Virginia's kind of a non-flashy team, and they're boring because they play really good defense.
But, yeah, didn't before the tournament started, didn't they say that Virginia had the best chance? Statistically?
Who's they?
Yeah, who are they?
I mean, Duke was the number one overall seed.
Yeah, I thought ESPN, though, said something about how they had, like, the best chance. They were like a 30% to get to this game. I thought I read that somewhere.
I mean, I don't know. Obviously, Duke was the Vegas favorite.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they said it.
Yeah, why not?
They said it.
Does it really matter if they said
no,
it or not?
Well, who cares?
They did. They did. They sang it.
If you're keeping track of the four versus the core bet, that foul at the end of the game for Auburn versus Virginia could potentially have been a big swing, because if Auburn had won that game, I would have been guaranteed to win 300 or 500. Now I still could lose if Virginia loses tonight or wins. Excuse me. If Virginia wins tonight, I lose $100 net. If Texas Tech wins, then I win 300. Not bad considering I did the bet with Duke in the field, right? Yeah. I almost didn't do it this year. I'm like, this is dead money.
Yeah.
I got a really good setup in the Final Four. My four options were lose 100, win 300, win 300, or win 500. Any of the other three would have been great. Now I'm sweating it for one more game.
Right.
How about the dude that made national news months and months ago, bet $1,500 on Texas Tech to win the whole thing? He wins $300,000 if Texas Tech comes in tonight.
Man.
Balls.
$1,500
for him
into $300K. Of course, the whole world is telling him to hedge, right? Bet a significant amount on Virginia, so you're guaranteed six figures.
Yeah, I probably would do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I mean, hi. I would.
Come on in, Steve-O. Stick on those headphones if you would, please. Do you want to see the worst injury I've ever seen in my life?
Yeah, please.
Have
Steve,
you seen it yet?
You have I to don't. Tell him don't
okay.
swear.
All right, yeah.
I don't swear.
Okay,
he I don't swear.
He's
injuries.
A pro, man. He's a pro. Here we go. You ready?
This is a weird science experiment.
Sorry.
Hey,
phone went off.
That's your phone. Siri's talking to you. Here we go. Ready?
Siri.
Poor thing. Here we go. Oh, poor thing. Oh, I can't
hey.
What I'm about to see. Here she goes. She's winding up. Here she goes. Oh, cripes.
Oh.
Oh.
Sounds like you're doing something else, Steve.
Oh. No, it's not. I'm not. No. It's not a funny one. It's just.
Yuck.
Hockey's watched it now 10 times.
Minimum.
Why do you keep watching
it? He loves it.
It's his thing. I can't believe legs do that. How do they not do that every time?
They shouldn't.
If they're capable of doing it once, how come they don't do it every time?
She needs milk.
Oh, that's terrible. That poor baby. Whoa. Look at her knees. Completely dislocated.
I can't imagine how. Is that her knees?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, that was horrible.
What did they score her floor routine?
Yeah. Did she get a two?
So, in other words, hockey's type?
Genius.
Go on.
Wow.
Is that it?
That was it, yeah.
Which one is your reaction?
Science experiment.
God, that's horrible, guys.
It's horrible, right?
That's the worst
that's
one.
That's horrible. That's the worst one I've ever
Show
seen.
Show me the grape stopping lady. It's better.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Richard Pitino and the Minnesota Golden Gophers have agreed to a 2-year contract extension through 2024. He's 36 years old, 112-91 in six seasons with the Gophers.
Okay. That's pretty good. I mean, good, right?
Sure. The Wild were shut out 3-0 to Dallas on Saturday. That wraps up their season. How about their last four losses? All shutouts.
Sheesh.
The Wild finished dead last literally in the division, seventh in the Central with just 83 points. Whoops.
Yeah, it's not good.
Whoops.
Right. We got to get some of the salespeople to come in and watch that.
Yeah, clickbait. Clickbait, KFAN.com if you want to watch that video that Chris has watched 16,000 times.
He'll watch it during the break.
Power Trip back after this on The Fan.
Get out of Shazam was the number one movie in America this past weekend.
I don't know anybody that saw it. Do you guys?
I haven't seen it yet, but I probably will. I mean, it looks, you know, it's a superhero version of Big, which I loved Big. Hmm. Pet Sematary came in with $25 million to come in second. Dumbo, Strong, Us, and then Captain Marvel. I think of all the movies out that I want to see the most, though, it's Us. I haven't seen that yet.
I heard good things.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we have confirmation on our guest tomorrow? Is that going to happen or not?
Done deal.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
In studio and then the 10 o'clock fit as well?
Yep.
Sweet. When is he coming in? 8 or something or what? Do we know when he's coming in tomorrow?
Don't know for sure when he's coming in.
So our buddy David Morgan of the Minnesota Vikings is going to hang out on the Power 2 Morning Show. And then he's a gamer. I saw him with the Wombo Sports stuff at the Mall of America over the weekend.
Apparently Matt Burke must be really good.
Yeah, but at what? He made fun of us.
Or Lieber's really bad.
At what, though? Because Burke made fun of us for being indoorsmen. And then Burke destroyed Lieber at some stuff? Either way, David Morgan, I guess, plays games, so he's going to come in tomorrow, hang out with the morning show.
Yeah.
And then play with us on our Wombo Sports Twitch channel at 10 o'clock. Where? What game does he want to play?
I don't know. I need to get all that figured out. We kind of roll by the seat of our pants, me and David.
We do. Oh, you two do.
Yeah, David and I, yeah.
I thought you meant our Twitch channel, because that's also accurate.
Yeah.
What game are we going to play?
I just asked that.
Oh, sorry. We should do the Grand Theft Auto bit.
I like that. It's fun. Yeah. It's a fun game. Yeah. It's my fun game.
But you have to bring your system.
If we're having a guest, as we are, we should ask him what he wants to play.
Right. Okay.
You know, I mean, that's, you know. I enjoyed Agreed. Mario Kart, but I would like to play golf against you guys. It's kind of fun. I also just want to whip Essies.
Yes.
Yeah, let's whip Essies.
Yeah, I like whipping Essies. All right. Let's talk about the best story from the weekend. A man suspected of being a rhino poacher was killed by an elephant. And then his remains were devoured by a pride of lions.
Yep!
Love it.
Yeah. Rangers at Kruger National Park and other researchers found only a human skull and a pair of pants.
Jeez, where were they, in Dahmer's apartment?
4 of the dead man's accomplices were arrested. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? The man's accomplices told his relatives that they had been in the park to poach rhinos on Tuesday night when he was killed by an elephant.
Good.
A search party, including rangers on foot and members of the park's air wing, searched the area that was described by the family but could not find the body because light was fading.
He won't be missed.
The managing executive of the park, Glenn Phillips, offered his condolences to the family. I'm sure he giggled a little bit too.
Right.
Mr. Phillips said it was sad to see the daughters of the man mourning the loss of their father.
Well, their father was an a-hole, though.
But he was an a-hole.
That's probably why they're crying, is why did my dad suck so much?
That's what Corey's kids will be doing.
Absolutely.
Kruger National Park is nearly 2 million hectares.
Oh.
The largest national reserve in South Africa. Home of animals such as lions, elephants, rhinoceroses, leopards, and African buffaloes.
You should play Africa.
Yeah, you're right. And Quiet Dry's version.
Yes.
Weezer's version is awful.
Opening the main stage of Twin Cities Summer Jam.
What time will that be?
Yep. Yeah. In the summertime.
Oh.
2.
Thanks, Bradley Noel.
July 18th, Thursday night. Where's that song at? Oh, it's under SS, isn't it?
Maybe Abbott deleted it.
Well, he and I are going to have a fist fight.
Did you get any paper this weekend, guys?
You have no idea how much paper I have.
Yeah, you have no idea.
That's the best.
You have no idea how much paper is being sent here.
I know, it's the best. That's all right.
Well, quit
we need
bitching
it.
About paper.
Well, we need it.
By the way, my Fan 5, my contribution to the show, on my phone, because why? Didn't want to waste a piece of paper.
No, Paul. We can do whatever we want. Print out as much paper as you want. Yeah, rip it up.
Look at that.
Blank piece of people. Yeah, who cares?
Who gets mad about the paper?
Well, Manus and Abbott.
Classic Abbott.
And Abbott.
After getting mad at hockey for using too much paper, he said on Friday, quote, "It's not about the paper."
That's what he said. Yeah. I don't understand what that means.
Thanks, Puff Daddy.
What's it about then?
Yeah. It's exactly what it's about.
Well, what else would it be about?
Yeah, what else are you mad about?
Anyway.
Sorry.
That's okay. Last July.
What a way to go, by the way, though.
Yeah.
Killed by an elephant, eaten by lions. Now, you're dead before the lions start eating you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't, you're not aware, like, wow, this is really a strange, you know, combo platter here. But I wonder if right before the rhino, or excuse me, the elephant steps on you or whatever the hell it did, trampled you.
Yeah, what do you think that elephant did?
My guess is it trampled him.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, which is, I mean, much more painful than being trampled by turtles.
Right, trampled by turtles is probably like a real strong tickle. This is a little more forceful, and then I hope he held on just long enough for the lions to start eating him, and then he died.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Wouldn't that be great?
I hope it hurt as long as it possibly could.
Correct. Mm. That is the right answer.
Yes. Mm.
And I don't know what he was poaching rhinos for, but if it's any of that more that stupid ass garbage that their
rhino horn,
their horns are cancer cures.
That's right.
Gah.
Yep. People grind up the horn
so
and use
dumb.
It in a drink. In a misguided effort to reduce fevers and cure hangovers.
Yep, there is zero scientific evidence for that.
Oh, man, I'm going to get drunk. Just some rhino's got to die.
Find a different way. And I like most animals.
Which ones don't you like?
I'm not a big fan of cats.
So you'd be okay for if we poach some cats?
Didn't you basically do that?
No, I would never do that. Never. What do you mean, did I basically? No, what? No,
you left the door open.
We're smooth.
That's no.
Where'd he go?
There's a big difference between opening a door and saying, "I see your way out, sir."
Yeah, opendoor.com/radio.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. Anyway, but that guy's dead. That guy's deader than hell. He got eight.
All right, we'll miss him.
Yeah. Right.
Nope.
You say pregnant I've become.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, quick! I told hockey this morning.
Yeah, you told hockey.
I told hockey, but do you guys remember Kofi Kingston? Remember we had him in here?
The wrestler?
He won the WrestleMania last night.
That's cool. Did he beat Brock?
No, I don't know who he beat, but he was the main champ. He beat Daniel Bryan. I don't know who that is because I don't follow wrestling, but good for him, man.
Brock
man.
Lost, though.
Did he?
He did.
Oh. Hmm.
Hawk, how in... Wait. You've never watched it because it's not a hockey thing.
I got
right?
so many tweets last night. And my wife was like, "Why did you tell him that on the air?" I'm like, "Well,
life is show prep."
Yeah,
it's almost like she's never done radio.
I know.
Everybody thought, at least on Twitter that I read, everybody thought that it was very predictable that Brock was going to lose because the big rumor is he's going back to UFC. So they got to give somebody else the title while he's out fighting in the ring, the other ring, the octagon. So Brock lost.
Will you order the Brock fight, Hawk?
Probably.
Can I come over? I'll just ask your wife. She'll say yes.
These guys are coming in at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, sweet.
That's right. Gonna say hi to us. Try to pimp some tickets.
Love Quiet Drive.
Can't wait, man. It's been
they're
a long time since I've seen them live.
They're great dudes. And they're very nice.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll let me pick the set list. I bet they won't. I would like to, though.
I like Until the End. I like C'est La Vie.
Jessica.
Sure.
Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Great
Breakfast
point.
At Tiffany's is a great cover.
Yeah. And it's a great song.
Yes.
Both.
Okay, good. I thought Corey and I were going to differ there.
No, you guys don't differ.
No. Not when it comes to bangers from the 90s. What's the bit?
The Decade, not the Nightclub.
Interesting. All right.
Yep.
I live near that place. That place is sweet.
So today would be the first day we don't do Wild News, I would guess, right?
Yeah. What are we going to do about capping?
Well, drink it.
Sponsor something else.
Well, we can drink it.
Well, they were all out in Vegas. All out. Got to go to the next station. What'd you do?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, the Wild News liner is still in.
You come in here, weren't you? Yeah. Will you watch this for me?
What am I watching?
The worst injury I've ever seen.
Okay.
You want to put those headphones on?
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I know you don't want to, actually.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, everyone. Morning.
It's Jenny from the block.
Do you miss this show? Do wish you were here all the time.
Yeah. I always miss you guys.
Now, please don't cuss.
Yeah, don't cuss.
I don't. I'm good at that.
You're a well-known cursor.
And by the way, Jenny, just so you're in on the bit, this is hockey's thing now. How many times does he watch it, Corey?
About 40.
Not because I want to.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the worst thing you've ever
You were asking if I could get people from D. Brines to come watch it.
I don't remember
you.
Saying that.
Yeah, you sound
good, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I showered.
Here
for
we
once.
Go. Ready?
It's about time.
Here we go. She's twirling. Here she goes. This is terrible. I can't watch it again. No.
Oh, my.
Well, she almost swore.
Oh. Oh, it looked like her legs turned to jelly and her bones went in the way it shouldn't have. Holy mother.
Right?
Does he do this every morning, do you guys?
No, he's been doing this all morning today, though. Yeah. He just loves it. And then he just stares at the people watching it like, yeah you
did
like
this,
that?
Did this happen recently?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch it again.
Watch it again.
No! Oh,
don't take your eyes off it.
It's the worst thing. That poor
Get
baby.
Dave.
That poor baby.
Oh, I can't.
I would assume Dave and Hawk had the same thing in common.
Do you mind if I take some of my clothes off while I watch you watch it?
Do you mind if I hold your hand?
Bad.
Yeah, poor thing.
Poor thing, stop watching it.
I didn't do it.
Poor
I didn't
thing.
Make it happen. I had no
Are you watching it again?
Probably one more time. Poor thing.
Oh.
Can you believe that legs do that? And if they're going to do that once, why don't they do that every time?
Right? Jenny, not only is he completely turned on by this chick breaking both legs, he also gut laughed that Walrus is committing suicide.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I admit that.
Yeah. He laughed so hard.
Yeah.
What are you?
They weren't trying.
What happened? How did they kill themselves? Now I have to know.
He just jumped off of cliffs.
They didn't. They fell
too much James Blunt.
They fell off cliffs.
From the
Netflix documentary Our Planet, Episode 2, Frozen Worlds.
I appreciate you guys ruining my Monday morning,
You're welcome.
I have to go back down to my other morning show.
You go ahead.
All right.
Thank you. I love you.
Have
love
fun.
You. Thank you. I love
don't
you.
Don't waste paper.
Yeah. Don't. Well, they can.
They can.
Are you
all
kidding?
They want. Yeah.
What show is she on?
Can you imagine?
You imagine? What's the guy that works over there that's basically the Abbott over there? Rich? You imagine Rich walking up to Dave or Fallon or Steve and going, don't print that much. I never wanna be never would have.
I guess that was in case you haven't.
Well, I love that we're raising awareness about our paper shortage here at iHeart.
Yeah, man.
At least on the Power 2 Morning Show that we're not allowed to use a lot of paper. So when we come to the sanctuary a week from Friday in Fargo, we would like so much paper that we're going to need to have a trailer back to the Twin Cities.
That'd be great.
And I would like to fill Abbott's office with just reams and reams and reams of paper.
Let's ream Abbott.
I would love to ream him
out. Are we going to have a giant bus?
Well, I do right now, but I'm trying to lose it.
Bus.
Oh.
Yeah, what really matters is next. We'll talk about the end of the wild season, the national championship, Holton Hill, God dang it, and so much more right after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. I could be so dumb. Crush my heart with your new heels.
I beg for you, but I don't kneel. The Fan.
Did you guys look at the birthdays for today?
No.
So who do you think is older? Robin Wright or Patricia Arquette? Today's both of their birthdays. April 8th.
Robin Wright?
Well, yeah, because Patricia Arquette looks older, so my guess is you're switching it up on us, so I'm going to say Robin Wright as well.
Well, you are correct. Robin Wright, 53 today. Patricia Arquette, 51 today.
Both of them, would you?
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Robin
come
Wright's on. One of Chris's all-time favorites.
Yep.
Jhené.
Yeah.
Princess Buttercup. Claire
Correct.
Underwood.
And the other one has giant rocks.
Alison Dubois. Avery Ryan. You name it.
Patricia Arquette is an unbelievable actress.
So is Robin Wright.
Yeah, they both are.
But God dang it, was the last season of House of Cards awful. Just awful. Especially the final episode, the final scene. It's so dumb. Oh, drove me nuts.
I got to know what happens, though. You need to tell me what happens at some point.
It was I'll tell you during horrific. The break. Right. It's just so stupid.
All right.
Suavide hated it, too.
And I hate Suavide, but he's right.
Well, he's got great shape.
A once great show, right? House of Cards was once elite TV.
Yeah.
That last season post Kevin Spacey. Ugh.
It was like the last three games for the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, well played. It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
I guess we can do it. Why not? Thanks, Captain Morgan. The Wild were shut out 3-0 against Dallas on Saturday. That wraps up the year with back-to-back 3-0 losses.
Grossy.
Their last 4 losses were shutouts. Well, they finished with 83 points. Wednesday,
they tried.
Columbus is at Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh's at the Islanders, St. Louis is at Winnipeg, Dallas is at Nashville, Vegas is at San Jose, and then Thursday, Toronto's at Boston, Carolina's at Washington, and Colorado's at Calgary. None of those teams are the Wild.
He's right.
They did not make the postseason.
So they're done?
Right. Yes, they are done.
Oh, okay.
But now it's time for What Really Matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else.
That's true. Brought to you by Chris Lindahl Real Estate.
Yeah.
Home of the guaranteed offer.
Right on.
Thank you.
Tonight at U.S. Bank Stadium, Virginia versus Texas Tech for the national championship in college basketball. Virginia is a slight favorite, and it has the lowest over-under in the past 20 years, just 117.5. The over-under line.
Is that right?
I like the over.
I'd take the under.
Is that right?
Care to wager?
Yeah, how much?
What do you owe me, 2 Caniacs? Double or nothing?
Yeah.
Sure, so like a $24 bet?
Yeah.
Sure, double or nothing, 2 Caniacs. Book it.
You're going to say like $100, and then I would have said yes, and then you would have hustled your bet.
I love that once a year I'm just going to throw a giant Raising Cane's feast on your dime.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just nickel and dime you all year long with Caniacs and then just pay up.
It's free.
Yeah, okay, Angie.
Hey, you know, with the snow coming, Randy will come over and plow.
He might come over even if it doesn't snow.
Oh, that'd be great. Actually, I'm busy a little bit this weekend, so if he would come over and plow while I'm gone, that'd be terrific.
Plow at Hawk's house, too, I bet.
Somebody needs to.
The Minnesota Twins lost to the Phillies 2-1. Max Kepler hit a home run in the first, and
I didn't
that was
get
it.
What really matter it?
Yeah, why'd you skip it?
Oh, that's right, because we went straight from basketball to plowing. You're right.
Lucky.
All right, we'll come back to the Twins in a second. What really matters is this.
So there's a silence chamber, as you guys well know, at Minnesota's Orfield Laboratories.
Wait, say that again?
Silence chamber.
Yeah, it's an anechoic chamber. So quiet, the background noise is measured in negative decibels. The room's founder, Stephen Orfield, explained that not only can you, quote, hear your heart beating and sometimes hear your lungs, but those who have entered the space have trouble standing up due to the fact that humans use sounds to orient themselves. That means anybody who spends a little time in the room needs to be seated. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they won't be able to be in there for long. The longest anybody's ever been able to tolerate the extreme silence is 45 minutes.
Yeah, you start losing your mind, right? Yeah, you go crazy.
Yeah. We should go there. Where is it?
Yeah. Silence might be good for you because it's not like you hear what we say anyway.
Yeah. We should do it. That should be the charge challenge punishment. You have to sit in there for 46 minutes.
Nah.
Well, no one's ever done that.
No, we're not going to like break world records for punishment.
Okay.
Nobody's ever jumped out of a plane without a parachute.
Yes. Live. Yes, they have. I showed you that video.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I'm going to find it again.
I don't believe it.
Don't worry about it. Phillies 2-1 over the Twins. Max Kepler hit a home run in the first, but that was it for the Twins. In fact, he hit a home run in all 3 games against the Phillies, but that was his first career leadoff home run. Twins are 5-3. The Phillies are up to 6-2. The Twins are off today. Then they're at the Mets tomorrow. Gibson versus DeGrom. What really matters is this.
I listen to DeGrom from noon to 3 every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well played.
I normally nap during DeGrom.
Yeah.
Research published in the journal PLOS-1 found out that for significant spans of time during the Stone Age, there were fewer than 1,500 people living in Central Europe.
Wow.
1,500?
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
Yeah.
Now there's 7 billion worldwide.
Right, it's a lot.
And we are destroying this planet.
Yeah.
We're such a virus.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Man.
Remember what
we're the worst.
Remember what George Carlin said? That eventually Mother Nature will shake us off like a bad cold.
Right.
And just move on, replenish itself.
Yeah, it'll take a while after we're done with it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll be gone at some point.
Yeah. or a nuisance, as he called us.
It would be nice if it was not in my lifetime or my kids' lifetime or my grandkids' lifetime. Once we get past that, I'm not going to be here anyway.
Well, you
after
got,
that, they're on their own.
You got 6 years, tops.
Tops.
Yeah, you'll die of something.
Baylor beat Notre Dame to win the Women's Basketball National Championship, 82-81. Chloe Jackson's layup with about 4 seconds to go was the difference. Congrats to Baylor. What really matters is this.
This one's off the top of my head from last night watching 60 Minutes, which I love to do. There was an island, still is, I guess, in Alaska, where there was a terrible battle during World War II. And that was interesting to watch and to listen to begin with. But the fascinating part for me was that if you, and this is, again, an Alaskan island, if you were to draw a straight line down from this Alaskan island, you would hit New Zealand.
Oh, that's how far west it is?
Yeah. How about that? Or east, technically. Or west.
Wow.
Either one.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
New Zealand. Like, over by Australia, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How do they speak over there?
Oh, good day, sweet love. I'd like to see you in your panties.
And that is interesting for people who believe that the Earth is round.
Right.
Because
right.
You don't picture them on top of each other. But flat earthers would just go like, yeah, look at the map. It's straight down. Duh. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently the flat earth documentary on Netflix is hilarious.
What? Like, it's a spoof bit?
No, it's not. It's people that believe the Earth is flat, like Kyrie Irving previously did. And I've been told it's straight-up nonsense.
Really?
Which is not surprising, but I have to watch that.
Yes,
I have to
see
and hear what these idiots think.
It's called...
What?
It's called Behind the Curve. It's a penis show. I'll watch that.
It's a penis show?
Man.
Behind the Curve made you laugh?
Yeah, because it's like a curved pee-pee.
Man, you have penises on your brain a lot.
Yeah, so do you. I'm going to watch that.
Did you say brain or chin?
Gross.
Arkansas hired Nevada's Eric Musselman as head coach. That's interesting for a couple of reasons. Of course, he's Bill Musselman's son, former Wolves coach. He's 54, head coach of the Warriors and Kings in the past, but he's taken Nevada to the tournament, what, 3 times over the last 4 years?
Sure.
Interesting because Richard Pitino was rumored to be in the mix for Arkansas. Who knows if he was interested, but it sounded like at least Arkansas was going to kick the tires on Pitino. Pitino gets a 2-year contract extension from the Gophers, and Musselman is the head coach now at Arkansas. Mm. What really matters, though, is not that. It's this.
That's a great point. If you use the word girl these days, you're likely talking about a young girl.
I hope there's more. It can't be all of it.
But way back in the 1300s, you might have been referring to little Bobby or young Billy as well. The word girl was used for any child or young person back in the 1300s.
Hmm.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
Well, there you go, smartass.
That makes a lot of sense, because when I was growing up, my dad said he was old school.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense, and now I can explain that to my therapist.
Yeah, that's why he dressed you like a girl.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It worked out, though.
Yeah.
Our friend wild forward JT Brown was arrested early Saturday in Dallas on suspicion of drunkenness and public intoxication. 2:18 in the morning, he was at a place called the British Beverage Company in Dallas. Got so hammered that he got arrested. Mm. I don't know what he did, though. But I did like that early Saturday mornings, there were reports that he was ill, and that's why he was going to miss the game against the Stars. Nah. I mean, maybe hungover. But he wasn't driving. According to the story, he was just drunk.
He was legally drunk.
Right. So, hard to rip him for that. We've all been there.
Yeah. You were like that in London.
Sure.
So was I.
Right, public intoxication. Then I was arguing with random strangers about the big cat.
Mm-hmm. First time I've never brought that up.
Right. So, I don't even care, right? I mean, maybe a little irresponsible because his team is playing the next night.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe not great to be hammered at 2:15 in the morning when you have a game. The final game of a season that is mathematically over, but still.
Yeah. Drink up.
Right, or just wait 24 hours and get hammered.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dead jail or rock and roll, you know?
Right. What really matters, though, is this.
In March of 2019, archaeologists in central China's Henan province reportedly found a 2,000-year-old bronze pot from from a Western Han dynasty that contains 3.5 liters of a liquid that was referred to in ancient Taoist literature as an elixir of immortality. Apparently it didn't work, or they would have found a 2,000-year-old dude in there as well.
Right. Well said.
You chose poorly.
That guy, bored out of his mind.
Yeah, that guy's so...
When we come back, sports stats that will blow your mind.
Oh, nice.
Maybe the worst baseball player ever. We'll explain right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. Three choices.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation.
Yep.
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was.
You remember when the song won all the Grammys that year? For best song. Hip hop legend Biz Markie.
88, 89 ish, something like that.
I don't know, but I do know that today is Biz Markie's birthday.
This legitimately won Grammys?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
I was going to say. And I thought Milli Vanilli was bad.
No, you didn't. You thought they were great.
They are
I think
bad.
They are.
He's right. They're bad.
But this is awful.
This song kicks ass.
I hate this song.
I never know what you're going to say. Even Biz Markie says, come on.
No, this song's
you,
terrible.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby! Well,
that's
Biz
why
Markie's
it's great.
55 years old today.
Right. He's not trying to hit every note.
No.
He knows he's missing everyone.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, he's got a broken heart. And you don't seem to care at all. So thank you. Scientists just caught the largest python ever to be removed from big Cypress National Preserve in South Florida.
Oh,
yep. I'm a hypocrite, right? Because I'm like, hey, look, we're destroying the planet. Let's leave these animals alone.
Well, they're part of the problem.
Right, but they are destroying the Everglades, yeah. And snakes suck, so feel right. free to kill those.
Right. 17-foot python with 73 eggs inside it, captured, yep. And hopefully decimated.
That would be great.
Wood chipper.
Why can't we combine the story from earlier and this one, where let the 17-foot python eat the poacher, and then have something in that poacher be so toxic that the snake dies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they both suffer. Right? Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
All right, let's talk some sports,
great
man.
Great story, Biz Markie.
Did you see any pythons this weekend, Corey?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a new week, buddy.
Oh,
good
I
luck.
Lost the bet then.
Good luck, buddy. It's a new week. Ready?
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Use that tax refund. Reinvest in your garage with GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com.
That's a good idea, Cor.
Thanks.
The Twins lost 2-1 to the Phillies. They lose their series 2-1. They're off today, and they're back tomorrow versus the Mets. The Vikings signed a backup quarterback. They signed former third-round pick Sean Mannion. He will be Kirk Cousins' backup. The Wolves lost 132-126 to the Thunder. Towns led the Wolves with 35. The Wolves are now two games left, and they take on the Raptors tomorrow at Target Center. The Wild season ended on two straight 3-0 shutouts. They were a massive disappointment. Richard Pitino agreed to a 2-year extension through 2024. The men's national championship game is tonight at U.S. Bank Stadium. It is Virginia versus Texas Tech. Virginia is a 1.5-point favorite. Baylor is your women's national champion. They beat Notre Dame 82-81.
So I mentioned before the break a great baseball stat tease. One of the all-time worst baseball players. Chris, you've never heard of this guy. Sauce, you have. But Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles, he's in the fourth year of a 7-year, $161 million deal.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, right? It's a lot of money.
That's a ton of cash.
Good for him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Last year, he hit .168 for the year. That is the lowest batting average in baseball history for a qualified player. He hit 16 home runs, 49 RBI, but he hit .168. Just brutal, right? Yesterday, in Baltimore's 15-3 loss to the Yankees, Chris Davis went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. For the season so far, he's 0-for-23 with 13 strikeouts. He doesn't have a hit since September 14th of last year. He's 0 for his last 44.
That's not fair.
The all-time record for a position player is 46 straight at-bats. 0-for-46.
Ooh,
Chris Davis is 0-for-44 in his last 44 at-bats.
Wow.
In a giant contract, right in the middle of a giant contract.
Yeah.
Raining boos from Orioles fans. They hate him, right? You're a waste of money. You suck. But we're stuck. We have 3 years left of this idiot. Right? At some point, they're going to have to do something about it. But for now, oh, for his last 44. If he goes three more straight, we have the all-time record. Fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, for us. Sad. I mean, if you're going to do something, do it better than anybody else ever has, right?
Yeah.
Be set bad. Record, be his comment says, biblically bad or really good.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now, and they are numbers.
0-for-44.
All right. You want to hear something dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you want me to say something?
You know, the NCAA basically makes millions of dollars off of kids and doesn't give them a dime.
Yep. Sure.
They also won't let you be registered on a wedding registry because apparently that's against the rules.
Right.
Yeah, I heard about this.
UVA player Kyle Guy. Hey, Guy.
That was the guy that hit the three free throws to win the game on Saturday
night.
Hey,
Guy.
Yeah, he's getting married, Kyle and Guy. He's on a wedding registry. NCAA said, no, you cannot get free stuff from people.
That was crazy to me that's illegal because that's what a registry's for.
I've never heard of that.
NCAA said it was illegal, so I'm not going to argue with it right now. I'm going to try to win a national championship, and then we'll open that book.
Yeah, what's up?
Was that the end? Wait, what's the NCAA sound like?
Yeah, what's up?
That's mean.
Yeah.
A lot of experience, a lot of distinction.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
NCAA.
Go Minnesota.
Go Minnesota. Yeah,
go Minnesota.
And Seoul AA.
NCAA.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those really dumb rules for common sense reasons, stupid. But that would be such an easy loophole.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I hate it.
Yeah,
right. I get it though. It's
so
dumb.
So stupid. Why did you allow that kid to get free stuff? Oh, it was his wedding. Oh, makes sense. Okay.
Right. So I get it, right? Yeah. There's the loophole. But really, what the NCAA is trying to tell Kyle Guy is you are about to make a massive mistake.
Hey, Guy.
Don't ever.
Hey, Guy.
Don't ever get married that early. Right? Hey, what is he, 21 years old? What are you doing?
Hey, Guy.
Or ever.
Wait, what's wrong with marriage?
Nothing. Marriage is wonderful. Buddy.
Hey, Guy.
Guy.
That idea is terrible.
That's the NCAA to Kyle Guy.
That idea sucks, man. Terrible. Good for Kyle, though, for getting married, but dumb on the NCAA.
Mm-hmm. NCAA.
Doesn't he just have to do with delayed registry, right? Don't you just basically say, we're getting married, go ahead and buy the gifts now, and then just give them to us the second that I'm done playing for Virginia?
Yeah.
Right, just a delayed registry. In fact, that probably would be a nice thing for a lot of people going to the wedding is, do I have to get this idiot a present? Well, not for the next, 18 months. Is he a junior? What year is he?
Who cares?
Because if he's a senior,
then
you're fine. Just wait.
Yeah, just wait.
24 hours.
That's a good excuse to say, honey, we should wait.
Yeah.
How about Nintendo bringing back Punch-Out?
Love it.
Without Mike Tyson,
Well, but as you know, right, Punch-Out as an arcade was not Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, right? It was just Punch-Out.
Yeah.
But Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was infamous Nintendo game.
It's one of the best of all time, and one of the coolest memorabilia things I've ever seen is Creasel has a frame of that game with Mike Tyson's signature on it, and it's sweet.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Even though...
Whoa! Jesus. Scared the hell right out of me. There's no hell left inside me. It'll be back.
This song immediately puts me in my parents' basement.
That'd be great.
Man, every time we want you gone, then all we have to do is hit this?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's sweet.
Put it on a loop.
Yeah, that's good.
You like it? I can tell.
I like the a cappella version, too.
Hey, you like this better?
I kind of like this better.
Yeah, it's a lot of skill. You want to hear something?
It's like Here Comes Trouble and Broccoli Rob and the Boner Champ.
The Boner Champ? The Boner Champ, did you just say?
Yeah, the Nardog.
This is a great radio, but can I move on to your next thing?
Sure.
Do you guys are familiar with a show called The View?
Yeah.
So I read about this. I haven't heard this yet. I'm very excited to hear it. So break this down.
Yeah. So you're about to hear Bob Bottles.
Who?
Reprimand Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Apparently on the air. Now, I don't see this as much of a reprimand myself, but you be the judge. So this is what happened on the air.
I'm saying this, I wish that it were available. I'm just saying I don't believe it's the right thing, but this is a slippery slope to just eliminating life. And you know what? For people who want the government to stay out of their business and do what the heck you want with your body and stay,
yes,
out,
like
then why are you for universal health care?
Folks, okay? We could go
you want that same government.
Elizabeth, calm down, dear.
I can't. This makes me Elizabeth, so upset, Barbara.
I know, but everybody has strong opinions. And there are many other arguments that other people could give you. I think the most important thing, which is what we see today, is we've got to be able to have these discussions and listen to other people's opinions and not go so crazy that you don't listen to anybody's opinion.
I heard everything you said. I just am emphatic.
I barely started.
Well,
and it's not just my opinion, but we have to go on and we have to learn how to discuss these things in some sort of rational way.
Let's see what Sally Field thinks.
Okay.
So this was what, 2005 or 6 or 7, right? This is an old thing.
Right. But it's just the audio that has just come out.
Is brand new.
Is the backstage audio from Elizabeth Hasselbeck. After she stormed off the set. Now, did you guys feel that was much of a reprimand?
No.
No, I'm sure she was a little bit embarrassed, but it was one of those, she probably didn't need to be told to calm down.
Yeah, rule one, never tell a woman to calm down.
This is how angry it made her.
I'm not going to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. I am not going to get reprimanded. No, it's not okay to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. You know what?
I've been.
Then talk. If you want to talk,
I know.
What the? I'm not going back out there. I'm not going back out there.
Come into my office here.
No, I'm not going back out there. You know what? I can take it in the meeting room. I'm not taking it out there on air.
Okay.
I'm not taking it.
I hear what you're saying.
What the? Swear she has me swearing. This woman's driving me nuts.
I know.
Sounds like me and Abbott's office.
That's fun.
Yeah. Now here's the most the whole reason I even took the time to load all this in is this last segment, because somehow they talked her back into going out on stage, and then listen to them. I mean, they make up so quickly. They're crazy.
It's fake.
They're crazy.
Yeah, you
she doesn't want to come back on.
She has to. Bill, she has to. This is why we shouldn't have done this discussion.
She just walked off the show.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I tried to stop her.
That is ridiculous.
She's gone.
We've got to be able to have these discussions.
I quit.
What are you doing?
I'm quitting.
I quit.
I don't need to be reprimanded on air like that by this woman.
I'm on her side.
I will not take that on air. I'm leaving.
You are a professional. You got to go back home. She was mortified.
She reprimanded me like a child.
I already said something to her.
I can't even breathe right now.
Yeah. But you have to go on because you're a pro. Now come with me.
To talk down to me and say we have to learn how to discuss this.
Like you were not crazy.
I don't even have my cards. I chalked them. 30 seconds. I gotta go.
Come on, sweetie.
Excuse me.
She's here.
We'll talk about this.
This is why we shouldn't have done it.
Well, I'm so emotional about it. But I don't want to be scolded for being emotional about it.
The wonderful thing about this show is that we can have discussions that we feel very emotional about. And we respect your opinions.
Thank you. I respect yours as well. I love being here with you guys. I want to be
really
passionate.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now let's have more discussion.
Okay.
I'm on her side.
I love being here with you guys.
I'll tell you why. Because
I quit. I threw my cards away.
You jerks will get away with stuff like that. If you did that to me and I got mad, which I've gotten that mad.
Yeah, a lot.
I got mad at you guys a lot.
Yeah.
And I've stormed out of here. I think I said one time, I'm never going back on the effing air.
Yeah, those are our favorite days.
Yeah, like a lot of times.
I swore in front of Abbott. We've journaled about Swedberg. It. Yeah. If I did that to you guys, if I put you guys in that kind of corner, and I would be reprimanded for that. I'd be like, you're not allowed to do that. Don't be mean to them.
Well, actually, the guys in the corner office would be thrilled because they don't think you're capable of putting us in that spot.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't. No. I just wouldn't. I don't like confrontation. But when I get...
You don't like confrontation?
I mean, when I get...
You love confrontation.
When I get...
Horny?
I'm like a tea kettle. When I get poured over and my spout falls out... What? Then I get pissed. When I get pushed too far, kind of like the rhinos, or the walrus. I am the walrus.
When are I you get high?
Pushed to the limit, great point. And I'm pissed. Oh yeah, I go 0 to 60 faster than any car.
It depends.
Well, you also once said if AJ ever passed you in initials victories, you would quit your job.
I think a lot of people wish I had, because that game's no longer fun. Hmm. Well, I won on Friday, so it was sweet.
I won the 2 weeks before that.
Yeah, good. It's been fun.
This week's is a doozy. I'm predicting complaining on Friday.
By who?
You. I think you will complain.
Yeah, I mean, I think the sun will shine tomorrow, too.
Because this week's list is a doozy.
It's a doozy.
I think it's a doozy. Needle nose, Ned the head. Come on, buddy.
Okay.
We'll see.
And if who cares? I'm just saying I'm on her side.
I can tell.
Sometimes you get mad, man.
Of course you do.
It's okay to get mad.
And then you quit.
Yeah. But then I realized I couldn't do anything else.
Can I
come back?
Have you guys seen the list of the weirdest names of the year?
I did.
Okay.
I love most of them.
Here's the thing. You know, you can name your kid whatever you want because that's your God-given right, I guess. But here's what you're never going to do. You're going to doom your child to never being a news person if you give them names such as this. KFAN Newsbreak, I'm Kermit Sprinkles.
And again, these are real names. Yeah. NameOfTheYear.com just released its annual March Madness-style bracket featuring the strangest names that popped up in the news in the past year. So these are actual people, including Kermit Sprinkles. Now, again, if your last name is Sprinkles.
Yeah. Kermit?
Is there a good name, though? Like Paul Sprinkles. That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, but
Chris Cupcake? Sprinkles.
Right.
It great. Cupcake Sprinkles. Ridiculous. Kermit's not great.
No, Kermit's not great.
But Sprinkles is a doomed last name anyway.
Even if you had the greatest last name, I don't think Kermit is a good first name.
Well, Kermit Washington.
Who's that?
Isn't he a basketball player? Wasn't that the one that punched Rudy Tomjanovich?
Hawk, do you know?
Yeah, I think that
was... Is that accurate?
What do you know about Rudy Tom?
I know that Rudy Tom was one of the Huxtables. Okay. KFAN Newsbreak, I'm Jizya Shorts.
Whoa!
J-I-Z-Y-A-H. Jizya Shorts.
Man!
They hated that kid.
Yep.
They didn't want that kid, and they hated it.
What's Paul going to do next Monday night in L.A.?
It'll be Tuesday.
Nope, I said Monday.
Yep. Oh.
What are a lot of people we know going to do at a strip club?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Welcome to KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Candy Button Disco.
Genius. I like that name.
They hate their kids when they name them this.
CBD.
The only one that sounds like an actual news name is the fourth one in the second paragraph. Do that one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right? This one could be an actual news person.
KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Storm Duck.
Yeah.
Storm would be the name of an anchor.
Yeah, I can see that.
Duck, but Storm Duck is pretty good.
Yeah. KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Dr. Trentington Outhouse.
Trentington Outhouse?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Can I do one?
Yeah, please.
I think it fits.
Okay, ready.
KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Pope Thrower.
Yeah, that's
Pope Thrower.
Yeah.
Again, I've never met anybody with their last name Thrower.
Yeah.
They went with Pope Thrower.
Yeah.
Hmm.
KFAN Newsbreak. I'm Alpha Omega Nickelberry III.
That's a terrible name.
That's
it really is.
Yeah, that's real bad. Real bad.
I like that third one. Do the third one. Let's first see. Paragraph.
First paragraph. One, two. Yeah, okay. KF Andrews break. I'm Pretzel Monteclaro.
That's a terrible name.
Pretzel Monteclaro?
Yeah, sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does, but yeah, with some cheese sauce. Pretzels and cheese whales.
Yeah, they're pretty whaley.
It's time for our national cash contest. Listen to the fan every hour for your keyword and a shot to put a grand in your hand. This hour, the keyword is race. Text
race. We gotta
race.
Win this race.
Tina's
200,
here.
200. Standard text messaging and data rates may apply. Hi, teens.
Hi, nice Tina
jacket.
Rage.
Nice jacket, teens. Yeah. Looks good.
Thanks, guys. I just came in.
It looks very nice.
I like your jacket. It looks like you might go out and do something illegal later.
I'm just preparing for the snow.
Yeah, looks like she's going to...
Great point.
Commit mopery.
Hold on. I got to film this because clickbait wants me to film your reaction.
Oh, okay. God. Clickbait. We love clickbait. God.
I know you do.
And put local radio person dies and then it's nothing close to that.
What? Tina, have you ever committed mopery or not?
No, I don't believe so.
What's mopery?
Don't
exposing
know.
Yourself to a blind person.
Oh, hockey's into blind people porn.
Tina Rage?
Yeah.
This is the worst injury I've ever seen.
This is the worst injury. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, hit me with it.
AB hurt. It looked like that ankle.
Sorry.
We started at the end of the video.
Yeah, sorry. Yep. My fault. So I can't record and I can't do everything, everybody.
Multitasking.
Man, I'm not good at it.
I understand.
Here she goes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here comes Tina Rage.
I'm ready.
Yep.
Oh, it's a
she's
nice,
spinning.
It's a gymnast, you know.
Here she goes. This is terrible.
She's running.
I feel horrible.
Oh. Oh, that wasn't nice. Oh. Oh, no, I don't want to watch it again. Oh.
Chris or Corey Cove. How many times has Chris Hockey seen this?
About 55 now.
Can you believe
it? Okay, that's really bad, but have you guys seen the French gymnast from the Olympics?
Nope. Look that up, Hawk.
It's so much worse.
All right, let's see.
The French gymnast vaulting in Rio. It's that, but worse.
Corey, percent chance clickbait never asked for reaction, and Hawk's going to watch these.
Injury. Things. Probably.
French gymnast injury?
Yeah. That's it. Oh, no. Even though.
Oh, my golly. Oh, my golly.
Watch it,
Hawk. Oh, my golly.
It's your thing.
Oh, my golly.
Yeah, now film your own reaction.
Oh, my golly.
You want to see that.
This one gives
oh, my golly.
Heebie-jeebies.
Oh, my golly. Oh, my golly.
Oh, my golly. Oh, my golly.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, my golly. Okay, right here.
Okay, right here. Go, go, go. It's so bad. It's so much worse.
What happened?
Do.
His leg is in sort of like a zigzag formation.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
his name, you guessed it, Kermit Sprinkles.
Yep.
Come here, Sauce.
Pretzel Monteclaro.
Come here, Sauce. Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Come here, Sauce.
Pope Thrower.
Come here, Sauce.
Duck. Corey, come on.
I'm not
watching
Corey,
that
please, Corey.
I'm not.
Corey,
I don't
please,
care.
Come on.
It's worth it.
Tina Rage
about the
did.
Goddamn internet.
Tina Rage did.
The
she's got balls.
Couldn't care less.
Place.
Oh, I've seen this.
Well, you're going to watch it again, aren't you?
Watch it again. Because it gets worse every time.
Here we go. Ready?
And
recording.
Yeah, okay. He's in the corner like Blair Witch.
Here comes.
Oh.
Oh! Oh my God! Stop!
His foot just sort of like dangles.
By the way, I'm so glad you recorded this because
it looks like a lightning bolt.
I was just about to say that all these clickbait videos were worthless. Did you notice? Watch when you play that video back, Chris.
Stop!
He
Crystal thinks that's painful.
He can't hear me, so that's why he keeps talking over me.
Yeah, he can't hear anything.
Watch back to the video because I saw it through the glass here.
Yeah.
As soon as the injury happens, Sauce, for whatever reason, protected his own crotch. Did you know that you did that?
Yeah.
You know you protected your crotch to an internet video.
I thought Hawk he'd throw stuff at.
No, he did.
He did. You put your hands to like protect yourself.
And he did like a cross leg, like he was going to sit down in midair.
I was going to curtsy.
Charmed.
Charmed.
Who was going to hit you in the nards? Yeah.
You.
Were you afraid the guy was going to come through the screen like The Ring?
Hey-o.
Yeah. Did we mention that guy's name? All right. I'm going to go get a bunch of salespeople to watch that video.
No, why? Okay. This one's much worse.
Well, you're taking them away from their hard-earned jobs.
This is so much worse.
No.
This is so much worse.
Watch it again.
This is so much worse. Norda will curse.
Yes. You can't help it.
This is so much worse. You're
Tina,
right.
Have you met Norda before?
Yeah, of course I have.
Oh, you have.
Was he intoxicated? Does he remember me? I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Let's see. This might be really awkward if you guys don't know each other.
Go in Hawk Studio.
Yeah, please. Please, the word please.
Yeah, use some manners, yeah, Paul. It goes manners. A long way. Nordo, Nordo Tina. Tina, Nordo.
Nordo, I'm going to watch your reaction to this. Okay. I had the worst video I've ever seen of anybody injuring themselves. And then Tina Rage came in here, true to form, raging, and showed me this one. Now I'm going to film your reaction. Okay. Hi, Nordo.
Good morning.
Here comes.
French gymnast.
Watch this.
Ah!
Oh, golly.
Oh,
he almost swore.
Whoa, look again, Nordo, look.
He didn't protect his crotch, though.
Oh, it's dangerous, in man. There. Oh.
It's like dangles.
Why are you doing this, Tina?
Dangles?
I don't know why, like, Tina wants for everybody to watch
it. Oh.
He keeps almost swearing.
I know.
Almost.
Way to start the day.
Yeah, wake up.
Where's
yeah.
your guy?
Tina, you win.
Thanks, guys.
You win. You
this
won.
This is fun. I gotta go, but.
For what?
You know, I got stuff to do.
Yep.
The internet, you know.
You won.
All right, see you, Tina.
Bye, Tina, will you put that on KFN.com? We don't know how.
Yeah, clickbait.
Nice job, Tina. Well, she took me out and whooped me.
I'm just so confused why you covered your crotch.
I am, too.
I don't know.
All right.
Concerned. Well, look, dude, you got to keep it protected for at least the next week, just in case.
Man, that's the worst day of that guy's life.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Maybe not. If it's not, then oof.
Maybe it's his thing. Like, it's your thing.
Whose thing?
You. You love watching injuries.
No, I don't. I have to.
No Lieber today. David Morgan tomorrow, though. That's
Can't
pretty
wait.
Sweet.
He's the best. I love that dude.
And Jeremiah Searles on our Twitch channel a week ago said David Morgan cut his hair.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
I haven't seen it yet, but Searles told us that last Tuesday. But David looks all cleaned up. And presentable.
And pretty.
His mom thinks he's handsome.
Yeah, I do too.
Howard, your morning show.
The FAN.
Welcome back. Howard, your morning show. Saturday Night Live featured a lot of Game of Thrones stuff because Kit Harington was your host. Of course, Jon Snow. Here's part of his opening monologue.
Look, I'm sorry, but I'm not revealing how the show ends.
Well, all right. Could you just give us a general sense
Daenerys.
Of how it ends?
Wait a second. Amelia, you're in the show. You know already.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I forgot. I mean, it's been so damn long since the last season. Plus, a lot of my scenes are talking to a dragon, which is just a tennis ball on a green pole. So, I've no idea what's actually happening.
Well, I'm sorry, but you'll just have to wait and see in a couple of weeks, then.
All right, fine. Oh, hey, do you remember in season 6 when we had sex?
Yes, I do.
Did you know they filmed that?
Okay!
She's so pretty. She looks odd with her
She's
dark
really
hair.
Good too.
Everybody is trying to correctly predict who's going to quote win
the Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Everybody that I talk to about Thrones, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win? I have no idea. Right? There's 30 possible answers. All I know is that it's not going to be the obvious choice, right? Don't you think that's the answer? There's no way in a show that is constantly surprising you, they're going to give you a nice buttoned up happy ending.
I have people that I hope don't win.
Right, but I'm predicting a devastating, weird, unpredictable ending. That's what I'm predicting, is an unpredictable ending. Right. If sitting on the throne are Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
No.
And
right, there's no way. Dude. Right. Thrones ain't putting the happy couple on the throne at the end. They're not doing that.
Well, spoiler alert.
That's not going to happen.
They're a couple?
Kind of. That would be the weirdest possible ending to wrap it up in a nice little neat bow and go, isn't this adorable?
Wasn't she with Aquaman?
Dude, that's season 1.
Yeah, man.
I've seen
been?
That.
Yeah, catch up.
You should watch the whole thing.
I hate catch up.
You should start watching it now and go right straight through.
I'm busy.
Nope.
Yeah,
I don't have HBO anymore.
I normally like to try to figure out where shows are going. I like having theories. I like having opinions. This one, I just want to watch and just soak it in. I don't care who wins. It's going to blow my mind no matter what.
I'm going to be sad when it ends.
Do you watch it with Angie?
No.
You watch it alone.
Yeah, she's doing other stuff. She's not caught up.
She's not caught up.
No, she's like a season behind.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Good for her.
It's ridiculous.
She was told about the baby scene.
Yeah.
And that turned her off to the entire season. She's like, I don't want to watch that. You know, I go, you know you can just skip that scene.
Yeah, or you can sack up.
Or you can sack up.
Yep, that's right. You heard what I said.
You don't even really see it anyway.
No.
You can sack up.
That's how awful that dude is, right?
He's awful.
That guy's so awful.
Yeah, he's awful.
Sack up. That's a good word.
Or sack up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Sunday. I cannot wait.
I can't wait either.
1.5 hours?
I think the first couple are just a little over an hour.
Oh, cool.
I
want
to be and then the last long. Handful are about an hour and a half. Yeah. Oh, cool. Only, what, 6 episodes, though? Mm. Cannot imagine, cannot wait.
You guys
best show ever.
Ever heard of the Malaysian golfer Ari Irawan?
Never heard of him until this weekend.
Yeah, no. Man,
28 years old, and he died of apparent natural causes in a hotel room?
Yeah, natural causes. How about the fact that his roommate is like, hey, he's not moving.
Yeah.
Checked in on him and...
That's awful.
I think this guy's dead.
Yeah.
Then 45 minutes later, he was officially declared dead.
As I've always said, why can't that happen to, like...
Terrible people.
Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
Why can't he wake up and go, oh, wait, he's dead. Okay. Or Sandusky.
Wait a minute. You wanted Jared to wake up and find somebody dead?
Cellmate.
Oh.
So you wanted his cellmate to wake up and say, why did Jared just die from natural causes?
I'm for that.
Yeah.
I'm more for Jared getting trampled by an elephant than eaten by a lion.
Oh, yeah.
How is Sandusky still with us?
Don't know.
I don't know. You're right, though. That's dying in your sleep's too easy for him.
Yeah, put that guy in a lion's den.
Where were you on that one, Sauce?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking.
I guess you weren't.
No, sorry.
Right, if the polar bears can't catch a seal anymore, let the polar bears chase Sandusky on the ice.
Yeah. Well, they're never going to survive.
Right.
Great point.
I doubt Sandusky's fast. Easy kill for the polar bear.
I wouldn't even give him a chance. Just put him out there in shackles so he can't run.
I'd like to watch him tumble down a mountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to reenact that Solo show, that movie. You got to crawl up this wall. And if you crawl up this wall with no lines or anything like that, you got to do it free-handed, free solo. And you make it, then you win. If not, you die.
Right, a little bit like Batman... In The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
You get out of this pit.
Yeah.
You're free.
Right.
If you don't, if you fall to your death, everybody wins.
We all are happy. Anyway.
That's a Bane.
We should. Yeah, we should that.
Yeah.
We should take some of the worst criminals in the world and give them that option.
And entertain us.
You climb out of this pit, you are free to go.
Yeah.
If you don't, it'll be a hell of a goof.
Yeah. Right.
We'll get a nice, hearty laugh out of it as you... fall, and we slow motion it and put it in 4K and then stream it on Netflix.
We actually have a brand new Viking to talk about in Vikings news after this, don't we?
We do, and we got I don't know if concerning is the right word, just frustrating news about Holton Hill over the weekend too, so we can talk Sean Mannion and Holton Hill when the Power Trip Morning Show returns right after this on The Fan.
Good morning. Power Trip Morning Show, thanks for tuning in. NCAA championship game tonight, 5:15 on CBS.
Actual game's at like 8:20.
Yeah.
Might be a long-ass pregame.
I'm sure it is. Because Texas Tech beat Michigan 61-51 and Virginia beat Auburn 63-62, costing possibly Corey some money.
Maybe. Yeah, potentially a $600 swing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
From Auburn to Virginia.
When we made that bet, the four versus core bet, I originally had North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, and it doesn't matter. I erased North Carolina for Virginia.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm just adding.
Thank you for potentially screwing me out of money.
No, everybody wants you to lose, though.
Who's everybody?
Everybody. Like,
hockey?
Literally every person.
Yeah. And if Angie finds out that I have to hand you $100, she'll be mad at you.
True. Yeah, she will. Good point.
Yeah.
We got a brand new Viking or two.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Accessories Pro. I've never seen Sean Mannion play football. He's just a name to me, but he is now a name with the Minnesota Vikings. He's a backup quarterback to Kirk Cousins, at least on a one-year deal. 1 year, about $900,000, according to Chris Thomas and the Pioneer Press. It worked out for the Vikings last week.
What's going on over there?
I think my main computer now makes sound. That's not good.
That's not good. Mm. Whose idea was that? Manis?
Probably Jeff Manis. Yep. So worried about the paper, he forgot to turn the volume on the computer off.
Yeah.
Well, thank God you're not wasting paper, though, but who knows what you could have been watching. Think of the videos Barrera watches. Wow.
Mannion was a 2015 third-round pick, spent 4 years with the Rams, started just one game, and it was a meaningless one, a Week 17 game that didn't matter in 2017. The Rams didn't need him anymore because they signed Blake Bortles as their backup quarterback to Jared Goff. So everybody assumes that Mannion's the backup and Slaughter's third string. Why are we all locking that in?
Right.
I don't think we should be. I think it's probably a pretty true competition because it's not like he's got a lot of equity, even though Kyle Slaughter has none.
Yeah, but he's got one more game, one start.
But he's got equity with this team. Slaughter's got equity with this team. They know exactly what he's capable of.
Yeah.
So everyone assumes that Sean Mannion is the backup. I think he probably will be, but I don't know.
Let him battle it out. I'm cheering for
Slaughter. Yeah, same.
Yeah, why not? I want Slaughter too. Bring him on. Let him battle it out.
Either way, we don't have the greatest backup quarterback spot. No. That's not good. I mean, nothing against those two, but
Cousins doesn't miss games, and if he does, we're screwed anyway.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Sean Mannion's your backup or backup quarterback. Right. Over the weekend, Vikings cornerback Holton Hill was also suspended 4 games for PED violation.
Any comment from him on this? What? Any idea? Like
I haven't seen it.
I don't know what happened. I didn't do anything.
So he'll miss the first 4 games. He can participate in all of the off-season programs and practices and exhibition games, but he'll miss the first 4.
That's crap, man.
Yeah, that sucks. Which is another. I mean, it's something to think about too, because with the draft coming up, if somebody offers you a second or third round pick for Trey Waynes, do you make this deal now that you know you're going to be without a cornerback for 4 games? It puts him in a weird spot.
How much longer do we have until our first round draft pick from last year is good to go, I wonder?
Mike Hughes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I mean, if let's take the Holton Hill thing out of it. Let's say everybody was healthy going into the season. Let's say you knew everybody was going to be where they are needed to be week 1. Then maybe you do. But without you, what you don't know about Mike Hughes, and with Holton Hill being out a quarter of the season.
But to Hawk's point, if Hughes is healthy, if they think Hughes is going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And you want to dump either Rhodes or Wayne's salary and spot or whatever, if you want to get something in return for either one of them, I think you roll the dice. If you think Hughes is ready and healthy.
I bet one of them's traded then.
Which one?
I would bet Rhodes after the shot Zimmer took at him.
Yeah, playing up to his contract.
Yeah, I would bet I bet he's traded. Oakland, they need a corner. Somebody like that. Second pick, second round pick, third round pick, something like that. It'll be on draft day, I bet.
We'll know pretty quickly. How long we have? 3 weeks now?
Two weeks.
2 weeks now?
Yeah, two weeks.
2 weeks on Thursday, draft. Right?
Yeah, same. I love the Power Trip mock draft that we do. I love that. It's my favorite day of the year here.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm the expert, loosely termed.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
No, I would. You are. You're right.
I mean, I know about it more than you two.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know.
Bottom of the edge are from Ireland. I mean,
you know the names, right? You've never watched any of them play.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
The skill players. Right. I don't, yeah. Well, there are a lot of people, though, Corey, that do radio that have seen all the offensive linemen play.
Yep. Those people have very exciting lives.
But I mean, I know, yeah, I have an idea. I watch it. I will DVR the mock draft shows on NFL Network.
Did you just
when
short
you
out?
Talk. Yeah. I feel like you're an idiot.
Yeah, that was weird to say I'm the expert and then go 3 or 4 sentences in a row without being able to finish the sentence without a very strange pause because your brain wasn't keeping up with your mouth.
Hey, did you say this, by the way? I'm sorry if you did because I don't remember you saying it, but Mannion scored a 40 on the Wonderlic.
Good for him.
So he's smart.
Smart guy. It's pretty good.
Maybe he should play initials.
Ooh-hoo.
Prove it, Sean.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Burke's got a pretty high IQ. Matt Burke had a nice Wonderlic score. He got his ass kicked by you guys. Got one right.
We should have Cousins.
Warren Harding.
Yeah.
I've been to that guy's house.
You keep saying
Matt Burke's?
No, Matt Burke would never let me into his house.
Why? He invites 97 kids to live there. Why can't you be one of them?
I'm going to guess Warren Harding wouldn't let you in either, but he had no choice.
Yeah, he was dead.
Yeah, he's dead in hell.
Yeah, I've been there,
I know you've been. You say that literally every time.
Yeah, my dad used to take us to president's homes on vacation.
And again, people can love whatever they love, but if my dad had been into that, I would have said, please just leave me at a rest stop and I'll find a new family.
Yeah, Hockey and my dad sometimes stop at rest stops,
right? We do. We love it. There's one right outside of Maple Grove.
You go there?
All the time.
Hot.
Yeah, it's like Something About Mary, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was just peeing, too. We all were just peeing.
The wind, the snow, the storm will blow. I'll give you a full report on the damaging weather after this break. The Fan. Morning, everybody. Monday, the 8th of April, 2019. And batten down the hatches, ladies and gentlemen.
That bad.
The latest forecasts show a significant winter storm heading towards Minnesota by midweek. A mix of rain and snow could start falling Wednesday before changing into just snow, said this guy named Hewitt, who works at the National Weather Service. There's potential for significant snow on the cold side of the storm, and as it tracks now, the Twin Cities will be on the cold side. There's high confidence that parts of Minnesota could see 6 or more inches of snow and gusting winds on Thursday. The system was over the Pacific Ocean on Sunday, wasn't expected to make landfall until Monday morning this morning. When it does, we'll know more. Snow in April is definitely not unheard of. But this kind of snow could end the world.
It says that.
Nope.
Oh.
Making a comment.
But then, it's supposed to be 46 on Sunday, 51 by Monday. So any snow that accumulates is going to be about a 24 or 48 hour window of snow and it's going to be gone. So just Netflix and chill for 24 hours.
Watch the Masters.
And you're fine.
Yeah. Watch the Masters.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They're good at what they do. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Why?
I don't know.
The Masters is the best tournament of the year.
Yeah, but that's like saying I want to see the best concert that OMC's ever done.
Great point.
No, right? Not a great point.
Corey.
It's not a great point.
I hate that song.
Well, why are you playing it then?
Why? That's
I didn't play it. Okay, good. I just mentioned OMC.
That's bizarre that you hate that song.
It's not.
You guys, I know you want to do sports really bad. Can I tell you a horrifying story?
We could get 29 to 36 inches according to this thing.
Yeah, well, that'd be me, your dad, and Rosie combined 4 times.
I was going to say, you're going to have to keep adding people. Yeah, that math does not work out with just the three of you.
You've never seen Rosie naked?
It's not true.
Or have you?
I've been to a lot of Frank and Amelia's parties. They get unbelievably wild.
They get nude?
Sure. You drop your keys in a bowl when you first walk in.
Yeah.
Then you get blindfolded and let into a room. And you don't know who's in there. Until after it's way, way over.
Yep. It's like the Florida Everglades.
The where?
Yeah, very, very similar.
Yeah, there's massive pythons everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just grab.
Kill them, kill them.
Yeah, right. Whack-a-mole.
Use your hands.
In May, an elderly man, Corey, was admitted to the Brooklyn branch of Mount Sinai Hospital for abdominal surgery. A blood test revealed that he was infected with a newly discovered germ as deadly as it is mysterious. The germ called Candida auris preys on people with weakened immune systems.
Luckily, I have an immaculate one.
It's quietly spreading across the globe. Recently, C. auris reached New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, leading the Federal Centers for Disease Control to add it to the list of germs deemed urgent threats. The gentleman died 90 days in the hospital. C. auris did not die with him. Tests showed it was everywhere in his room. So invasive that the hospital needed special cleaning equipment and had to rip out some of the ceiling and floor tiles to eradicate it.
It's like Mutapa.
C. auris is so tenacious in part because it's impervious to major antifungal medications. Making it an example of one of the world's most intractable health threats, the rise of drug-resistant infections. So, to your earlier points in the show, when we were watching those animals kill themselves...
Yeah, the walruses commit suicide. Yeah.
Perhaps the Earth is starting to take its revenge.
Dude, one of the most amazing videos in those first four episodes of Our Planet on Netflix is this killer fungus in the jungle and how it kills bugs in slow motion. It's the craziest sci-fi garbage you've ever seen. It blows your mind. I don't even know what I'm watching. Mm. It looks like these bugs are transforming into superheroes. Nope, they're being attacked from the inside out and exploding.
From the inside out?
Yes. They're quickly growing and expanding, and it looks like it's Popeye. It's like, wow, this guy's getting extra arms and just the
PEDs.
Fungus. It's the fungus killing him and then freezing him like a statue. It's so effed up. But it's amazing.
Oh my God.
Is this natural?
You watching it right
natural?
Now?
Yeah, Hawk, come over here.
Is it gross though? I don't like watching gross things.
No, I mean,
these bugs and ants and stuff are just walking around, then all of a sudden, they're dead.
You watch.
Quickly.
He's dead.
Come over
Johnny.
Here.
Yeah, this is so not as bad as the gal breaking her legs.
You've been watching legs break.
How did you find it that quickly? That was really quick.
I Googled Our Planet Fungus.
They already have clips on Netflix or on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
God dang. That was maybe your best Google of all time.
Man, you've been farting.
Yeah, I have been farting.
Good for you, Paul.
Is that why you brought me over here?
No, well, Corey's not close enough. He can't smell it.
People on 394 are close enough to smell it.
Yeah.
Your dad's
horny. How long
is it
going to take this guy to explode? I ain't got all day.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he's doing a radio show.
Here it is. Watch. So he climbs on this plant. It's an ant.
Excellent play-by-play. Keep going.
Ant's marching.
I can see that it's an ant.
Keep going. Play-by-play, Paul.
He's getting to the end of it. He's, I think, got his mouth on it.
Looks like he's getting it on.
Yeah, it looks like he's banging it with that
Is he banging it with his big dorsal fin?
Yeah, now watch. Oh,
it does stink over here, by the way, too. It's gotten all the way to me.
Now something's happening.
I told you it smells.
It's really bad.
Oh,
watch,
Hawk. I'm not watching this.
What do you mean? You watch busted legs. It's not exploding.
Bugs gross me out, man.
You watch busted legs.
You watch busted porn.
I do.
It smells like busted ass in here.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Well, that's because Hockey came over here and farted.
Dude, you got to clear that out before you go see Antia next week in L.A.
Yeah, I'm going to stop eating Fiber One.
Whatever you're eating is not a good equation for Los Angeles. Crazy, right?
Yeah, it looks like they're frosted over.
Yep.
God, it does stink in here.
Really bad.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, my God. What's happening? Now, like, a plant's growing through it.
Yeah, I've only watched the first four. There's eight of them.
Yeah.
It's absolutely spectacular. And David Attenborough, what do you think that guy makes? The guy that does the narration for all of those cool nature videos.
Man. I like that guy's voice, though.
But, man.
Very relaxing.
So relaxing, and he's so good. What does that guy make for those?
I don't know.
Because it would feel weird to watch him without him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's so good at it.
I like that guy's voice. And
David
He doesn't say pinglings.
No, like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're absolutely spectacular. The first four episodes are great. But, man, like I said in the first hour of the show, it will depress the hell out of you. Because we are destroying so much of this planet.
Destroying the ass.
We are. Not we. Well, Sauce is destroying this room right now.
Yeah, it's terrible over there.
Yeah, it's not as bad as sometimes when you fart.
Who are you dying to?
You. I don't think Corey farts.
Check this out, by the way.
Sure he does.
No, check this out. This was in a prep today. Women's flatulence generally smells worse than men because women's body have higher concentrations of sulfur. So take that, ladies.
Is that right?
Yep. Women in general smell worse.
Well,
than men.
I'm not a woman.
Nope. Right now it smells like there's a whole bunch of chicks in here.
Yeah, I think it's in my clothes. I think I carried it over here with me.
Yeah, that's because you came over here and farted and now you're blaming me.
Did he not admit on the air that it was him?
Yeah, but it didn't smell as bad until you came over here.
So he somehow blamed it into smelling worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I woke it up.
No, he farted. You're dead, Willie. He silent but violented over here.
You're dead, Willie.
You're dead, Willie.
Let's talk sports.
Yeah, I can't wait.
The Twins lost to the Phillies 2-1 despite Max Kepler hitting a home run in all three games of the series. In fact, he hit a home run to start the game yesterday, but that was it for the Twins. They're off today, then at the Mets tomorrow, Gibson versus DeGrom. Twins are 5-3.
You guys want what really matters during this?
Yeah, sure, why not? What really matters, though, is this.
Jason Alexander is going to voice a cartoon mouse in a Fox series called Richard Lovely. He'll star alongside a live-action Thomas Lennon from Reno 911.
Hmm. So live-action Thomas Lennon animated
Jason Alexander.
Mouse?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's right. Hmm. You don't sound like a believer.
I like both of them a lot. Hmm. The Timberwolves lost to the Thunder 132-126. Westbrook had a triple-double, 27 points, 15 assists, 10 rebounds. The Wolves did win the season series, if it matters, against Oklahoma City 3-1. And the Wolves have scored 100 or more in a team record 29 straight games. They're not winning a lot of those games, but they have scored a lot of points in a lot of consecutive games, 29 straight. Two games left. Toronto at the Target Center tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and then at Denver 9:30 on Wednesday on ESPN to wrap up another frustrating season. What really matters is this.
Beyonce and Jay-Z have a son whose name is Sir.
That's his name?
Yeah, Sir Carter.
Oh, good for him.
That's just dumb.
That's not dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb. That's a terrible name. Sir.
Sir? Yeah, I guess it is.
Sir. Sir Carter.
Excuse me, sir. Dumb. Virginia and Texas Tech tonight. National championship at U.S. Bank Stadium. Virginia's a 1 or 1.5 point favorite, depending on where you're looking. They're about -120 on the money line. The over-under is the lowest over-under in the championship game in the last 20 years at 117.5 in some books. The previous low in the last 20 years, 128 in 2006, Florida versus UCLA. Sauce and I bet two Caniacs on tonight's game. I have the over 117.5.
So I can owe you four.
Four or zero.
Sweet.
Yeah. What really matters is this.
Bear Grylls has two kids. One's named Huckleberry and the other one's named Marmaduke.
Is that real?
I mean, come on.
Yeah. What,
didn't we find out that Bear was faking all of that? Like he was staying in hotels and none of it was all staged?
Maybe.
What's that have to do with his kids' names?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that name in a while.
That's a terrible name.
And I thought Marmaduke Grylls?
Yep, Huckleberry.
Huckleberry Grylls.
Huckleberry's a good name. Do you think he walks around his house going, "I'll be your Huckleberry"?
Probably.
I doubt he gets that reference.
Probably not, but he will at some point. Somebody will ask that.
Richard Pitino, Richard, and Minnesota have agreed to a 2-year contract extension through the year 2024, which is a real year.
Yeah. Isn't
that crazy?
Yeah, it's true.
Richard Pitino is 36 years old. He's the same age as Sauce.
That's sad.
For him or for you?
For me. He's made something of himself.
Yeah, he's made a lot of money.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, he deserves it.
He's good.
I love that guy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You love Richard Pitino?
Yeah.
Why?
Doesn't make it about him. Mm. He's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
I drove past his house about a month ago. It was very nice.
Did you wave at him?
Did not, no.
What was he doing?
He wasn't outside.
He's driving around looking at people's homes?
Yeah. Don't worry about what I was doing.
Yeah. No one cares what you're doing because you don't have any friends.
So maybe. True. It's the way I like it.
Yeah, maybe that's why he was running around by himself.
Yep. What really matters is this.
Great point. Pre-sale tickets for Avengers Endgame went on sale a few days ago. People are already trying to sell them on eBay for ridiculous prices. Tickets on sale up to $9,199.
That's so dumb.
So dumb.
Just wait like a day or two.
Just wait.
Paul, you've seen the last one, right? Infinity War?
Yeah.
You really, really liked it?
Yeah.
Is there any chance I would like it?
I don't know.
10% chance?
Maybe.
20% chance?
No, I don't think you would, but the Thanos character is cool. Hockey calls him Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool. No, I don't think you would like it, but I like it.
Okay.
But you also like a show about dragons.
That's what I'm saying.
One of your favorite movies is about a guy who is dragged around dead by two of his buddies. Another movie you love is
not two of his buddies.
Bikini Car Wash.
I've never seen it because I lived it.
Yeah, they weren't really they were buddies, by the way.
I've never seen it.
Well,
speaking of,
you also love a movie about a guy that becomes a wolf.
Yeah. And then he bowls and dances and plays basketball.
And
surfs on Vans.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Sometimes, I like athletes.
As hockey always says, I don't know what you're going to like.
I'll tell you what I did like. How about Am I the only one that's seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I've heard it's phenomenal.
Holy cow, is the animation unbelievably good?
Haven't seen it.
It's not necessarily for little kids. Harper's 5. And at first 20 minutes, I'm like, I don't think she's going to be into this. Because it's that next age group up. Maybe that 7-8 range is kind of the target demo. 12, maybe 7 to 10-ish. But holy cow, the animation is unbelievably beautiful. Crazy good.
Yeah, bonus raves.
I thought it was great. Super cool.
Good.
If you like cartoons and Spider-Man. Spider-Man's a top three guy for me, even though he got bit by a spider and he shoots webs, and normally that, you know, that kind of stuff bores me.
Yeah, Spider-Man wails.
Batman's number one with a bullet for me.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's either two or three. He's in that next group. I don't even know who my number two would be. Maybe Superman? I don't even know.
How about
No, Aquaman does nothing for me.
Thor?
No. I mean, yeah, the actor, sure.
Trust me, you're thorny.
Yeah, you are thorny. For Thor.
That's when
I don't even know who number two would be. I can't even think of a good one.
Mine would be...
it's Batman and everybody else.
Batman.
Maybe it's Spider-Man, too.
Iron Man. And probably the Hulk. I love the Hulk.
Hmm.
Hulk's a great character.
Thank you.
And he gets pissed.
He's angry.
I'm pissed.
The NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, start on Wednesday. The Wild will not be participating. Their season ended with another shutout loss on Saturday to Dallas. Their last four games of the year that they lost were all shutout losses.
Should we do that bit again like we did for the NFL playoffs, where we each get a top two or one seed, a top three, or, you know, that bit we did?
I don't care enough about hockey, though.
Hockey? Are you in for hockey?
Whatever.
Hawk's
if you guys
in.
Will do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
But we all have to want to do it. He didn't want to,
gamble.
Want to do it.
I like gambling.
Yeah, it's gambling.
Whatever.
Sometimes those slot games you play, you don't understand them, but you play them.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah. Who, me?
What really matters is this.
Thank you, Corey. A fashion company out of Paris called Y Project just started selling women's underwear that's made out of denim. That's right.
Can't wear them on the golf course if you're golfing with Sauce.
No.
They're called navy denim panties.
Yeah, it looks like jean underwear.
Yeah,
aren't they called janties?
Janties, if you're gross, if you're nasty.
Thanks.
They're $315. $315 for a pair of janties.
Would you buy a pair?
No.
If you bring in a pair of jeans, even though you'll get yelled at, if you bring in a pair of jeans you don't want anymore, can I cut them into janties on the air for you? And when you put them on?
I'll tell you what you do is you take your $315, go down to that cowboy bar, Toby Keith's, plop those suckers up on the stool.
And the wolves will come howling at your door. Can I
think that would work. Janty's at Toby Keith's, even though I don't think it's still in.
It's not open.
No, it's not open right now.
No.
When it reopens, put those janties up on the stool and see if it works, Dark.
Let me cut you a pair of janties. Can I?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I must draw you.
Yeah, bring in a pair of jeans you no longer wear.
Yeah, bring in a pair of jeans that Sauce would not allow you to golf with.
Yeah, well, that's any pair of denim, because you shouldn't be on a golf course in denim.
I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, you can. I mean,
you can wear pink Lulus on the golf course, but not denim.
I would never wear pink Lululemon
Why?
Sweatpants on a golf course.
Why? They're nice pants.
You can't wear sweatpants on a golf course.
They're joggers.
Yeah, but they're not. Nah, you can't wear sweatpants on a golf.
Golf is so uptight.
Yeah,
loosen up a little bit.
Who
Let
cares?
People play and have fun.
It's a damn game.
No. Anyhow,
Relax,
bring in
Pink
a pair.
Lulu.
Bring in a pair of pants, and I'll cut them into janties for you.
Thank you.
Maybe that should be a charge challenge bit.
What?
You got to wear janties for 24 hours.
I say we wear janties on the strip in Vegas and collect dollars, taking pictures with people.
You'd love that.
Kind of.
Just don't go golfing.
Yeah.
My turn or your turn?
Your turn. Oh my God, it's 8:15. It's Brake's turn.
And then I'm going to go find more people to watch those videos.
No, I'm grossed out by it now.
Paul?
What if it's ladies?
Paul?
Yeah.
You didn't do any keywords?
Oh.
Paul?
I have it right here. Time for the national...
Oh yeah, you seem very prepared.
I do. Time for the national cash contest. Listen to the fan every hour for your shot to put a grand in your hand. This hour, the keyword is...
Chanties.
Java. Text
Close.
Java to 200-200 to enter. Standard text messaging and data rates may apply.
Back after this on The Fan.
Hey, it's hockey. What's going on? How you feeling today? You good? Good. Listen, are you in the market to sell that home of yours? Well, listen. My buddy Chris Lindahl, he understands it's an on-demand society. But you know what? Everything else is quick, except for selling a home. Chris told me the other day, he said it doesn't have to be like that. The goal at Chris Lindahl Real Estate is to sell it quick with just one click. The Guaranteed Offer Program, that's what it's all about. You go to chrislindahl.com, just one click, you get a competitive offer on your home in less than 48 hours. One click, 48 hours. And if you approve the offer, you can close in as little as 3 weeks. It's going from zero to closing on your home in less than a month. And if you need more time to find your next home, that's no problem. You can pick your own closing date. The point is, there's no showings, no open houses, no cleaning, decluttering. People love it. So check it out, won't you? Sell it quick with just one click. Chris Lindahl Real Estate's Guaranteed Offer Program applies to most houses and most price points. Find out if you qualify by calling 763-401-SOLD or checking out chrislindahl.com. That's Chris with a K.
KFAN, Total Traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roadways. On 494 eastbound, it slows between Prairie Center and Highway 100. Also on 169 southbound at Plymouth, the crash taking out the shoulder, it's causing some delays back to Rockford. Also 394 eastbound at 94, there's a crash in the right lane that's causing some delays back to Worth Parkway. 94 eastbound slowing between the Olson Memorial Highway and 35W. Westbound hits the brakes between McKnight and 35E. That's Traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Holiday Station Stores. Fly into Holiday, get your wings when you buy two 12-ounce Red Bull and get one free. That's any 12-ounce can, including the new Red Bull peach or sugar-free pair. Buy any two 12-ounce cans of Red Bull and get one free. Only for a limited time, only at
Holiday. A fan.
Hey. Dateline East Lansing, Michigan. Firefighters responded to 10 small furniture fires and 23 people were arrested near Michigan State's campus after the Spartans lost 61-51 to Texas Tech in the Final Four. The Lansing State Journal reports that a crowd near the school's East Lansing campus grew to about 1,500 people on Saturday night. Two signs and a police vehicle were damaged before the crowd was dispersed. 22 of the arrests were for misdemeanors and one was for a felony, though none of the charges were specified. Police in Lubbock, Texas also were very busy on Saturday night. Fans celebrating Texas Tech's wins poured into the street and around the school's campus, shutting down traffic and lighting fires. Why do people want to light fires?
Fun. No idea.
You win or lose, we light fires.
Right.
Yeah, just win or lose, we booze. Don't do anything else.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in Vegas because I would have lost money. I definitely thought Michigan State was my team to win the whole thing. Once they got down to the Final Four, I thought they were playing the best. State's going to do it. And they mostly got worked.
Yeah, lost by 10.
Yep.
That Texas Tech team is very good.
Very athletic.
Yeah.
You met Bill Walton the other day?
Yeah.
How was that? Were you on the air?
I didn't know I was until I got there, but that doesn't matter. We've all done...
And you didn't know you were doing a radio show?
I had no idea. Then I got there and I'm like, Jared! Hey!
From Subway.
No. Oof. No, that would
which
have been
Jared?
Jared from here.
Leto?
Jared.
Oh, Wells.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's great.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So we did it. Anyhow.
How long were you on the air?
Hour? Hour and a half?
Who are you doing the show with?
Troy Bell,
mm-hmm.
Khaled Elamine, and Nordo.
Oh, fun.
Anyhow, Bill Walton.
Sorry, I missed it.
No, you don't care. You don't like me. We know. You're crabby today anyway.
I'm not crabby. I'm a good
mood. Just finish your story.
Anyhow, Bill Walton shows up, and we've all done it. We've all been there in situations with people who we've all done Radio Rose, and some people like, who's the guy, the Andan guy? What's his real name? Topher. Topher's an absolute Todd. Topher doesn't compare anywhere near to Bill Walton. Bill Walton sits down with Nordo, Khaled, and Troy, asks them all about themselves. He knew Jim Calhoun and then the coach at Boston College were Troy, and obviously Khaled won a NCAA championship, and so he had all these great stories. He looks over at Nordo and he says, he stands up, he goes, your name? He goes, Eric. He goes, Sierra K. He goes, with a C. He goes, I'm Bill. Two L's. Yeah. Sits down, and it was like he knew them for 15 years. It was awesome.
That's really great.
Being in the presence of Bill Walton is maybe one of the coolest things I've ever had. perks of this job. It was the coolest thing I've ever been a part of.
Hmm.
It was awesome.
Wow.
He's so good at what he does. He makes you feel like he's known you forever. He's so good. And the interview we did with Barrero on Friday was phenomenal.
I had no idea you were such a huge fan. I really didn't.
Well, I don't know.
No, it's okay that you are. I'm not criticizing.
I like his attitude. I like the way, he's great.
Fellow stoner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
yeah.
There you go. There's yeah. Someone. Sure, sure, sure.
He loves the Grateful Dead. I love the Dave Matthews Band. He's seen them over 800 times. Did you know when the Touch of Grey song, great point, by the way, the Touch of Grey video for Grateful Dead, one of their two drummers is in a Celtics jersey or Celtics jacket as an ode to Bill Walton?
Hmm.
800 plus times he's seen that band.
That's insane. Right?
Wow.
That's,
yeah. But he's just, I like his attitude, man.
I'm glad.
He's great. It was really cool.
No, good.
And Nordo did a great job interviewing him.
Of course he did.
Why didn't you interview him?
Because Troy Bell and Khalid El Amin and Nordo are way more entertaining. And I would have just fanboyed it. Nordo did a great job of not doing that. I would have asked him about the Grateful Dead and then talked about myself.
Yeah.
I'd rather have him do it.
Comedy legend Dave Chappelle's coming back to Minneapolis.
I saw that.
How about this?
And
this
is like,
what, a few days from now. A residency from April 14th through 17th. He announced last Friday afternoon. 6 shows in 4 nights at the Varsity Theater.
Man, I love the Varsity Theater.
Yeah.
Love it. That's where I just saw Justin Willman about, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Little hidden gem, the Varsity Theater.
Love it. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, he's playing the Varsity.
Yeah.
Is he really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not a huge, huge venue.
1,000 person.
Yeah, that's going to be very, very hard to get tickets if they're not already sold out. My guess is they're already sold out.
Probably.
Right? 6 shows? That's give or take 6,000 people?
Yep.
Heartbeat. That's gone.
Yeah.
Those are gone.
For sure. That would be fun.
Mm.
That guy's good, that guy. How much would you pay to go see him? If I could get you tickets for like $2,000, would you buy it?
No.
No. There's 1,000? Nobody. I'd
no.
Only, no, there's nobody. Yeah,
Carlin and Hedberg I'd pay that much for, but yeah, that's about probably. It.
500?
No.
No.
Well, what's the top?
250.
300.
300?
No. I'd pay like 100.
That's all?
Yeah, I mean.
Thought you were a fan.
I am a fan, but not. Sounds they're like going to break
they
the
go
bank.
On sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
Oh, so they're not sold out yet.
The amount of money I just shelled out for that Billie Eilish goddamn show. How about her, by the way, 300 and something thousand copies? She's not got the number one album in the country.
That's true.
The kids guys, love her. She's a big deal.
The Chainsmokers were at
the Armory.
The Armory. I guess the line was basically to the Mall of America to get in.
Because it was free?
I don't know if it was.
Was it free?
Was it free?
I don't know.
No, I think it was just general admission.
Hmm.
Zach Daniels was there.
That would make more sense. Yeah, he was. He took some great video.
Yeah, he's great.
And then he had some. American Honey Whiskey. Yeah.
He showed up. He showed up at the Bill Walton bit, standing up in the upper level at the poorhouse, 2 glasses of Zach Daniels in his hand.
Did he know he was doing a radio show?
Great question.
I don't think he knew where he was.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Who's the stand-up comedian right now you would pay the most to see in a small venue?
Probably John Mulaney or Nate Bargatze.
I'm not really like. I don't think I follow much. I couldn't. I mean, maybe Gaffigan.
Yeah.
What's the most you would pay?
$200.
You said you pay $250 for Chappelle.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. If Carlin were still alive, a ton, but he's dead.
Bacon. The most beautiful thing on earth.
Yeah, I'd pay a lot for Super.
Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon, like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad.
just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon!
I think my answer, and I was just thinking about it while I was listening to the bacon bit, I would pay a lot of money to see Bo Burnham.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's an event, right? That's a show, not just jokes. That's a show.
I would probably...
That'd be way up there for me.
Yeah, same. I'd pay good money to see him, especially if he did the country song bit.
Or the Kanye bit.
Yeah, either one.
The Pringles can. Yeah. Genius.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Good for Chappelle. He seems to like it here.
He does.
And we really like that, right? Minnesotans really like when people like us.
Well, yeah.
Which I think this weekend, again, hopefully showed everybody that the eyes of the world are not on Minneapolis when the Final Four is here. The eyes of the world are not on Minneapolis when the Super Bowl is here. The only people who care are the people who traveled here.
Yeah.
Right? If you're here from out of town and you've never been in Minneapolis, it's, where are we going to watch Auburn play? Minneapolis? Ah, oh, fine. Okay. It's the first time in the Final Four. We got to go see him.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah.
And then you go to Minneapolis and maybe you leave Minneapolis going, that was way better than I thought. Like, hey, the Twin Cities seems kind of nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Nobody watching at home gives a rat's ass where the game is.
No.
Does part of you wish that the snowstorm was hitting tonight?
Sure.
Like, here's a perfect example.
Like Super Bowl week last year.
Yeah, right.
Where was it last year?
No idea.
Right.
Nope. The only people that remember that?
Guardsy.
People that traveled there.
Yeah, Guardsy.
Right. Everybody else forgets immediately.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you where it was economy. Last year.
Yeah, it is good for the local economy, economy for sure, but it doesn't change the national perspective on Minneapolis.
Where was the Final Four last year, Hawk?
He can't tell you where this year's is.
I think it was in...
How much money would we have to get together for hockey to drive, park, go in, and watch tonight's game in its entirety?
Do I have to do it in that order?
You can't leave. You have to watch the entire game.
I'd say $1,000 minimum for him to do it.
I think it's about $4,000.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for $1,000.
No.
No way.
No way. Two?
If you could bring somebody and drink,
nope, you have to go.
You'd do it for a grand.
You can't drink. You have to go.
I do it for $2,000 because I want to buy a new guitar.
You don't play guitar.
What are you talking about?
Of course he does.
Is this you?
No, this is where last year's.
What do you mean
NCAA
he doesn't play guitar?
Yeah, why'd you say I don't play guitar? What kind of a shot is that?
It's not a shot.
Kind of a
shot. It was a bad joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Well, meaning like
that's even
you're
worse.
Just gonna waste money.
Okay.
Hawk, how did your appearance go on Friday?
Oh, it actually went very well. Q's a good guy.
Would Quincy Lewis?
Yeah, big, tall dude, man.
I meant, would you buy?
Oh, yeah. I bought myself a brand new watch. I spent more money than I made on that appearance.
Hmm.
But it's a sweet watch. I needed it.
That place is sweet.
Yeah,
T-Mobile
man.
T-Mobile stores are sweet.
Oh, right on, dude.
Yeah, man. I liked it.
Didn't you meet Sam Perkins?
Yeah, he was unbelievably cool, man. There were so many people there lined up. And the coolest thing that... A lot of people in line multiple times.
Mm. Those
but,
guys, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
One of the guys had old Sports Illustrated with Jordan and Perkins on it, and he already had Jordan's signature on it. It was cool.
Hmm. One of the weirdest baseball injuries in a long time when we come back. Baseball players always find the weirdest ways to get hurt. This one's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. So, Sauce, how do you say this last guy's name? Is it Alex Avila?
Avila sounds right, yeah.
Diamondbacks catcher?
Yeah, Avila, yeah.
A-V-I-L-A.
Avila?
He hit a home run.
Good for him. Just now?
Nope, on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Genius.
Nope, hit it on Friday.
Okay.
Just now.
Start circling the bases during his little home run trot. Uh-oh. He's now on the 10-day injured list.
What happened?
Remember, it used to be the disabled list. Now they don't think that's politically correct.
What?
So now it's the 10-day injured list.
Is that right?
Hmm. Hurt himself circling the bases during his home run trot. How about that? The manager said, quote, he was gearing up to get to second base, and then when he saw it go over the fence, he geared down and felt it grab. So he's running fast, it clears the fence, then he gears down. tweaks his, I think, quad or something, and now he's out for at least 10 days.
Rosie.
Home run trot injury. Baseball players, man. Baseball players.
I can see that happening, though. I can see me doing that.
Yeah, but you've had run, but just like six ACL, yeah. ACL tears.
Nobody, yeah. This guy didn't try to out-rebound Morris.
This guy's dead.
Cross him off.
Hey, speaking of that.
Morris died?
Oh, no, no. Today's the anniversary of that movie. One of the great sports films of all time, Major League. And how come I don't have any Major League
films? Can I guess what year?
Sure.
Didn't your Uncle Peter take you to that when you were 5 or 6?
8?
1989.
Yeah, I was 6 years old, and my Uncle Peter took me to that. And
yep,
I
mean, that's not appropriate.
It's tamed for what we have now. Every other word in that movie is the F word.
Yeah, not appropriate for 6 years.
Excelsior Dock Theater, he took me. You know,
what but a good guy.
Peter, yeah. Peter doesn't know.
Here is dead.
Cross him off then.
My kind of team, Charlie. It's my
kind of team, Chubsy.
My guess is your Uncle Peter was asked to watch you that day.
No,
he didn't want to.
Yeah.
His plan for the day was, I'm going to go see Major League. And then Jeff calls him up and goes, hey, Peter, remember, today's the day you're supposed to watch Paul. And Peter's like, well, this is the worst.
Yeah, that bastard.
The kid's going to ruin. Like, I don't have enough money to feed this kid.
Jeez, Corey.
I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Cheese, Corey. I'd eat that. Yeah,
right.
Cheese,
that's probably what you would have preferred to do, is just eat a cheese version of me. But instead, Peter took you to the theater because he wanted to go see Major League and just hoped that none of it sank in.
Yeah, man, I've done that.
Yeah.
Just a bad babysitter.
Yeah. I think the real story, though, is we were sitting around at my parents' house having dinner.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And Peter's
at like 11 a.m.
Peter and his girlfriend, I think, at the time were like, we're going to go see Major League. And I'm like, can I go? And my dad's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, get him out of the house.
I think my dad took my brother to Silence of the Lambs and he was like 4.
What I want is for us to finish dead last.
That movie still holds up.
Yeah,
it does.
I love
it's
that
still
film.
Very funny.
Yeah,
I picture 6-year-old Paul at the movie theater like Spalding in Caddyshack. I want a cheeseburger. I want a hamburger.
You'll get nothing like it.
I think all I wanted was popcorn.
Oh man, popcorn would rule.
Or some Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave popcorn would rule.
I don't think they make popcorn.
No, it's a guy I know. Famous Dave popcorn.
Adam Sandler has never hosted Saturday Night Live. That's going to change on May 4th.
Let's do this.
May 4th. Shawn Mendes is the guest.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Well, you call him Shawn Mendes.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
You call him that?
May 4th, Sandler and Mendes.
Mendes. That's a Chris Farley laugh. There's no vibes.
He was fired from SNL back in the day, right? Cut/fired.
Yeah, right.
And Lauren Michaels said in the last handful of days, it's okay, it worked out for him.
Yeah. You know what's sneaking up on movies I've seen most in my life, on the list of movies I've seen most of my life?
Is it a Sandler film?
Yeah.
Billy Madison.
51st Dates.
51st Dates.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
A lot of 311 in the soundtrack.
Yeah,
you're
that's
welcome.
For sure. That's for sure.
But Drew Barrymore is adorable.
She's adorable. The scene where the sun's going down?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
What? Oh. It's like, Jesus, what film are you watching?
Well played.
Thank you, babe.
But let's think about the reality of this.
Mm-hmm.
When she gets pregnant with this baby.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
She does?
She had to wake up every morning pregnant and go, what in the sweet hell happened to me last night? That's number one. Number two, when the baby is alive now, she has to wake up every morning and go, what in the sweet hell happened? Where did this child come from?
Terrifying every morning.
It's a darling movie, but it's a horrifying idea.
Well, how about the unrealistic fact of I believe his name was Henry, right, in the movie?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's character? Henry Roth, I think, was his name.
Oh, look at you, yeah.
He is a womanizer, right? He basically takes advantage of tourists.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean. This is going to sound super sexist, because it is. There's no way that guy sees Drew Barrymore and says, you know what I'm going to do? Stop banging tens every day of my life.
Right.
And I'm going to get up every morning and convince this gal for the next 8 to 10 hours that she loves me. And then maybe have a chance at hooking up that night.
Right, maybe.
If I can convince her in the next 8 to 10 hours that that's even possible.
Mm.
There's no way he's putting in that much time every single day for the rest of his life. And I know that's the point of the movie is... He found love, and he's growing up, and he's moving on from his childish ways because he's
He's tired of dealing with that one gal that fakes getting drunk. I get it. That always bugged me, though. I'm like, this isn't believable. She's not...
Great song.
It's not Carrie Russell.
Oh, what a great song.
Yeah, when she's painting.
Yeah.
Hawk, have you seen... I think I asked you...
He cries at the end.
On Friday, about that trailer for that movie about Canyon or whatever, about all the music made in California.
No.
With Tom Petty.
Haven't seen it.
Remember?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know if it's out yet, but it'll be sweet.
Speaking of canyons, let's find one and throw this lady off.
Okay. This is the couple that pretended they were going to take their daughter's dog.
No, that's the worst, too.
Throw them in a well.
A mother...
Thanks, Borat.
Thanks, Borat.
One of the most offensive songs of all time, but God dang it, is that funny.
When you get down there, could you throw baby Jessica back up here?
Who's that?
Okay.
A mother once branded by an out-of-state police chief as among the most notorious drunken drivers in the nation has pleaded guilty and is now in jail for veering into a median barrier on Highway 52 near Rochester. At the time of that crash, Tasha Lynn Schleicher, 42, had five of her children in the car with her and was breastfeeding her baby.
You know it's bad when you're such a drunk that even your name sounds like you're slurring your words. What's your name? Tara Drew Schleicher.
Yeah. What?
She's hammered. Nope, that's on her business card.
Lost custody of her children, has been charged with child endangerment, drunken driving, and failing to have a driver's license.
Hmm.
Yeah. The sentence comes nearly... The sentence comes nearly 1 year to the day since police in the Chicago suburb of Riverside spotted Schleicher passed out in her car at a gas station with an open liquor bottle next to her. Police said she tried to fill her idling vehicle with kerosene instead of gasoline.
Would have been nice if she did.
Man,
if I could have solved a lot of our problems.
I'll say it again. I've been drunk, but I've never been that drunk. Again, Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel called her one of the worst DUI offenders in the United States.
Jesus. That's not something you want to be known as.
No. Her sentence calls for a term of nearly 3.5 years in prison. Thank you, Rochester.
What's your favorite Sandler movie? Is it 50 First Dates?
It might be 50 First Dates, but I like Happy Gilmore, man.
Gilmore and Madison, Gilmore for our generation specifically, is very nostalgic because that was most of our middle school lives were consumed by Sandler
Who's
movies.
The guy that is working Tim Hyde's job until he comes back?
Ryan Donaldson?
RD
said he watched Billy Madison like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever, it doesn't matter, and said that it does not hold up.
I bet it doesn't.
Like, he said it's terrible now.
It does for nostalgia, though. Because
it's brilliant.
All of those lines that we quoted throughout
Daddy.
Middle school. And, right.
Yeah, sorry, Daddy.
I actually stole this shirt from Frank.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
Carl!
Most of us can do the whole movie.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. Hey, kids, it's me. I bet you thought that I was dead. Yeah. That part's brilliant.
The whole bit's great.
Yeah,
Farley taking his shirt off.
Yeah, that
is correct.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
But that said, you know what I just said about 50 First Dates? I love Happy Gilmore, but I don't watch it every time I turn by it on the TV.
50 First Dates you can't turn off.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's like Man on Fire for me. The Denzel Washington movie?
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's his best movie. Just a man out for vengeance, and he just kicks ass.
Is he on fire?
Nobody lights somebody on fire.
Hmm. Who does?
Denzel and Man on Fire.
The guy from the cover of the Rage Against the Machine album?
Basically, yeah. I think it's Dakota Fanning.
He lights Dakota Fanning on fire. That sounds like
terrible.
A great film.
Is she okay?
Wouldn't that be Kid on Fire?
She gets kidnapped. And he's supposed to be protecting her.
But then he lights her on fire.
No.
Well, why does he do that? So he can find her in the dark?
She lights him on fire, so he's the man on fire.
He's looking for her, and then, spoiler alert, the only way to get her back, is for him to sacrifice himself, and he does for her.
He burns himself?
No!
Yeah, why would I watch the film
now? I don't
know
why it's called Man on Fire. You'll never watch it because I recommend it. You won't watch anything I recommend.
Did you watch it?
I've watched it multiple times.
Well, then how can you not tell me what the hell happened?
I just did.
Yeah, but not very well.
So
I'm still confused.
Who's the guy that sings...
David Bowie?
The guy that was married to...
Richard/Dick Marks?
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Anthony,
who has some great songs.
That's not true.
But he plays... A guy who is, a billionaire in Mexico.
Troy Deeney?
And his daughter is Dakota Fanning.
Can you, like, Shut up.
Take her because of how much money he has.
How long are you going to talk?
Gene Siskel just came back to life and killed himself.
Like those walruses.
Yeah. Just climbed up the side of a mountain.
Denzel Washington, whose character is a drunk, to protect her. But
well, that's a bad idea.
He does a really good job.
So he has an accident when he's drunk and accidentally lights somebody on fire?
It's like asking the kid's uncle to take him to the movies.
She gets taken.
That's a different movie. That's with Liam Neeson.
She gets stolen.
I'm going to kill every damn one of you.
That's a horrible Liam Neeson. Can you do a Liam Neeson impression?
I just did.
Try it again.
I just want you to know, I'm going to kill every damn one of you.
That's just you talking quieter.
We sound a lot alike.
You don't sound anything like Liam.
I do. I sound just like him. I just did it just now.
But I would recommend it.
Good.
I think we have to do the crosstalk.
When you talk, I feel like you're an idiot.
Yeah, when we come back, let's talk to Paul Allen.
Let's show PA
Eric
that,
Nordquist.
That
we can
injury.
Show. Let's get PA's take on why he's dressed like a homeless person on the beach.
Where are they?
They're over there.
Oh, okay. We're doing
and
that?
And then we can show PA the gymnast video and see if he throws a fit.
So we're not done yet, even though we're
No, we're
break.
Not done yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah. PA and Nord will join our show, though, next.
Oh, good. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid for your family. Get paid, it's the wrong.